Warning, the following video game podcast, Rant Theory, has been renamed by Sony to Video Game Podcast.
VGP?
VGP sounds like a vaginal disease of some sort. That's horrible.
Of the balls.
Of the ball. A vaginal disease of the balls.
No, it'll promote us better. Welcome, number 42.
What's 42?
Rant Theory.
Hey.
Hey.
Back.
Welcome back.
Yay, we're back.
Hey, where'd we go?
Oh, we went everywhere.
We did have a little break. We did have a little break.
Yeah. Summer holiday. I went to the beach.
Buddy, I haven't been to the beach yet.
I haven't either.
It's flooded. It's gone away. It's washed away. There's no more beach.
The beach is the river, which is my street.
Which is Queensland. It's gone now.
It's horrible.
Understand it.
Yes.
Replaced by Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Oh, Waterworld.
Mm. Yeah.
Apparently, I've never seen that movie.
I have.
We should watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it horrible?
It's Mad Max on water, but not as good.
And with Kevin Costner.
And Kevin Costner. He's kind of gay.
Drinks piss in it or something?
Drink piss in it, yes.
Yeah. It was the bodyguard,
though. Legitimate. You can do that.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed.
It's yuck, though.
Yeah. It's going to be good for you.
I wouldn't do it.
No. It's like processing the water, so it just returns back to water.
We're going
to
do this, are we?
No.
Some dudes do drink piss as like a health thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Fucked. In the morning, they'll get up and drink piss. Like they'll.
What if they drink like cow's piss on their cereal and things like that?
Yeah, like
do
a,
think if they're running
piss.
Late? Do think if they're running late and they haven't got any prepped, they just like stand in the shower and just go. Sort of have a go.
A fountain.
A bubbler.
Oh,
it's like going up front. Shove a stick in it.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Ran through. We won't be back next week.
Dick theory. Drink piss theory.
Yeah, so it's we had a little bit of a break over the summer
Christmas.
Holidays. Yeah. Christmas period.
What did you do over the holidays?
Things.
I had child, not personally.
Hey! Well done.
Produced a child. It was amazing.
Stupendous.
produced
a child. Like,
so you're the executive producer? Is that what's going on?
I wasn't that involved.
Oh, my goodness. You're like the Timberland of baby-making producers.
I was just like, I was there. Like, you need to know.
My name is on the paper.
You're like when Quentin Tarantino or someone puts their name on a poster for a movie. You present it.
Presents.
I presented.
Nathan Pye
and
presents.
A baby.
Yeah, so that's been a really interesting couple of weeks.
I bet. Yeah. You're looking fresh-faced.
You are looking fresh-faced for a new baby man.
Yeah, no, we're killing it. It's easy.
Awesome. Yeah. Don't kill it.
Don't kill that baby.
No, using lingo there.
Oh, no. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, it seems to be working all right. Seeing that Tasha's realised that I'm utterly useless and is basically said, look, you just stand over there. It's like, I've worked too long and hard on this.
Further back.
You just screw it up now. Over there. Yeah, so it's basically like, you know, you can get up in the middle of the night if you want.
Mm.
You are worthless.
Yes.
You are an accessory. You are a cheer squad. And you are
And even then you're making too much noise. Shut up.
Shut up.
Baby's trying to sleep.
Go to bed.
Yeah, so I quickly got relinquished from that job. My other job was then to have the baby between like 9 and 1. So Tash could go to bed. And so that worked for like, until the baby just started sleeping between that time. So I'm like, Tash is like, I might just take her to bed. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, cool. Well, I'll just go record a podcast with my friends then. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's like, what?
She's like, shut up, I'm sleeping.
Pretty much.
You're no help.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I've anyone who's afraid of having kids because they don't think they're going to have a chance to play video games anymore, it's just not the way it is.
No.
You get a lot of time because a lot of time you need to just be hanging out.
Mm.
And I've found myself
talking mainly to the dudes.
Yeah.
More
we're
than
not talking
ladies.
Fucking wow. Yeah,
no,
we're not talking wow kind of numbers. You can't sit there and there's no prolonged. And I discovered very quickly that anything without a pause function like online stuff is a waste of time. I jumped into a couple online games and then very quickly had to back out of them almost instantly because, you know, whatever goes down. But I don't give a fuck. It's pretty cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Single player kind of becomes your friend.
It's been my friend for a long time. Yeah. I'm not very good at competitive games. You might know this.
Socialising.
Don't play well with others.
I don't play well with others. Only because I'm bad at it and I end up just sitting in the background making snide comments. Oh, this is good.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm going to play my DS.
What a great time. Yeah, I already did that a lot. Oh, man.
I think I remember that.
It was like, listen, it was like, is that the Pokemon? And I was like, yep. And I was playing Pokemon in the lobby of Call of Duty.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Well done, sir.
Well done, so dude. I don't know. I've still had plenty of time to do it. It's not exactly playing new stuff because there isn't much.
No, there's not really.
All. I've been tackling a little bit of backlog, sort of. Like, you know, you intend on clearing games that you haven't actually touched.
Yeah.
I sort of smashed through the end half of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah.
I
haven't reached that yet.
I really lost my steam, and I just wanted it to be over.
Yeah.
And I got to that point, and I'm like, this is still a good game. And actually, I think it's better than Assassin's Creed 2 now that I've finished it.
Okay. Awesome.
It finishes a lot better than Assassin's Creed 2. And it's not a... If anyone thinks that Assassin's Creed is... Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is like a side story, it's fucking not.
Yeah.
It is important to the fiction. It is really important.
Yeah, right.
And you can't understand until you play it, because shit happens... that you're just like, oh, fuck, okay, this isn't like a Ezio's Adventure, you know, like it's not just a side story where he does some things.
Yeah.
It is vital to the fiction.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I've heard a lot of people call it like Assassin's Creed 2.5, and I don't think that's fair.
It feels
like a proper sequel.
It is a proper sequel story-wise, but the fact that it's identical... Like, it's the same game, except...
But I'm happy. I'm fine with that.
Like, you could
easily... Is it because it's not a 3?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Exactly.
I'm interested to see where it goes, but I'm also interested in a break. Like, I don't want another Assassin's Creed game.
I think it'd be a mistake if they brought one out this year, in, like, the end of this year.
Isn't they meant to be?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be some other...
Yeah.
Something... I don't know, because...
You need time to make... Like, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
You need time for it to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to do any of the runaround stuff. Like, the first half, first 10 or so hours, was, like, all about the collecting shit. And I just got to this point where I was like, I can't be fucked anymore. I just want to finish the story so I can move on to something else.
Yeah,
and I was also getting to that stage where I was craving the new, you know, like I wanted something new. And our fucking end of year discussion about Mass Effect drove me crazy
because
I couldn't get a copy. Like I went to...
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't... Oz Game Shop was sold out.
Yeah.
And then I went into... there was no used copies when I went to look the first time. Luckily, there was a sale like a week later. And so when I say I couldn't find one, I was like... For 7 days,
you'd searched one website and went to one shop.
I didn't go low. I searched high, and then I'm like, oh, well, I can't. I've got time to look for low. I got that again, and I played. I've been doing that thing where you just dive into a game for a bit. And
go,
oh my god, I remember this. This is awesome. I made the mistake of playing as a renegade, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Doesn't suit it.
It does not suit it at all.
It really doesn't. The story, it's like the character, like no matter what you're doing, Shepard's not a bad character.
But the thing is, there's bad, and then there's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, honest to the guy, all the time, all he does is say, he's like, well, maybe I don't want to do that. You can't tell me what to do. And then someone standing next to him goes, you should actually do that. Well, then, I guess I'll do it then. Good. And he's like, you just sound like a dick.
Yeah. Exactly,
So I decided to play as an evil lady and as the sniper class, the infiltrator.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I hate the infiltrator. So I'm like, I don't want to be this character. So I just started again.
Yeah.
And I didn't get past very far.
Awesome. Awesome.
Because, again, baby cried. And I went,
baby cried.
This is more important.
Damn.
What about you chaps?
Yeah. I got, after seeing all the videos of Skyrim.
Oh, it's Skyrim now.
Is it Skyrim?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
I think, review the tapes, I believe I was mercilessly mocked. Calling it Skyrim.
It was called Skyrim by your tongue.
Yeah.
Skyrim.
Yep.
Yeah, you called it Skyrim.
Then I said Skyrim. You went Skyrim.
More like Guy Rim, remember?
Yeah. Well,
basically, just regurgitating the podcast right now.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not continuing.
So is it?
I'll chop and change it. Anyway,
I want to know what it's called now. I'm really
Skyrim,
keen.
Skyrim, I'm pretty sure.
You said Skyrim.
No, I didn't. That's you fucking said, retarded.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Listen back. Drop fucking, that in there, Adam.
I'm going to drop this.
Go through here. Drop it. Probably not.
<It's just gonna> I could be wrong.
You are wrong.
I could be
definitely,
wrong.
You're definitely wrong.
Skyrim. I wouldn't have said Skyrim. Yeah, yeah. Nah, I wasn't Skyrim. Nah, no fucking way it was
I'm pretty sure, yes, you did.
No.
I can't even go, I think you did.
The exact conversation was... I called it Skyrim, and then you mocked me. You were like, Skyrim? Skyrim? And no, then...
I was saying Skyrim.
Yep.
Yeah.
Were you mocking yourself? No, you weren't.
Possibly.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Anyway, so you're
agree
excited
to disagree.
By Skyrim.
No, he's not.
No, there's no disagree.
I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing that you said, Skyrim.
Quite now.
That's my agreement.
Okay.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait for the aftermath. Yeah,
this will probably come bite me in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Bite
you right in your Skyrim.
Yeah, and it made me want to play Oblivion again.
Yeah.
So I went back and bought it from EB. And pretty much all
for
I did
dollar?
Was...
How much is that now?
$1. I was like 20... I'll take it back.
20 cents?
It was like 26 or something like that. It wasn't much pre-owned.
Taking it back?
Yeah, just... Because all I wanted to do was, like, I wanted to go through the start dungeon bit and walk out of the drain and see the world, like, all the grass and stuff. And, man, after playing Fallout so much, Oblivion just looked so fucking beautiful and, like, refreshing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
everything is dead and brown in Fallout. And you walk out and there's, like, butterflies and trees and bushes. And
forgot about that.
I forgot about that. Crap, this is a little big.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, yeah.
Don't let me forget that. But that is a really good point. It's like, as soon as you... Like, I was waiting for that big reveal and difference in Fallout New Vegas.
Yep.
And it was like, check it out. We made it a different shade.
Yes.
And you're like, I know, I get the aesthetic, but it's just, it's tiring.
It's the same. It's just, yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, not that Fallout 3 come out, you know, like last year or anything, but it's kind of that same sort of thing.
Yeah,
the Assassin's Creed thing.
I'm fine with that because I like that the consistency. Like, they didn't say, hey, Rome has a jungle in it. It doesn't need to be that, but it's refreshing. It's like Enslaved. You know, you fire up Enslaved and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's consistent. As long as it's consistent. I
like just generally like, I like trees and foliage in my games.
Yeah.
They're always my favourite multiplayer levels. They're always my favourite single-player games.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Such
it's just
a gentle soul.
I know. A gentle soul.
I know, and then I murder everyone.
With a horrible memory.
Hey.
I can see you being like walking through
the
forest.
I Skyrim.
You said Skyrim.
Skyrim is fucking retarded.
Yes, it is.
Really?
You said it.
For something very close, but it wasn't Skyrim.
You are baffled. You are baffled.
I love it.
I love that everyone's going to be listening to this now going, you fucking said Skyrim.
I'm waiting.
I feel like I have amnesia.
I'm waiting for him to come in and go, jeez, how lame is Duke Nukem? I hate Duke Nukem.
Come on.
And then we'll just go,
head explodes.
Step Brothers is a shit movie.
That, yeah.
Crazy. All right, so you've been playing that. Hey, I actually got Alan Wake as well.
Oh, cool. Did you start playing that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think I like it.
All right.
Like, really?
No.
Like, pushed me to play it, like, for half an hour, and I was like, oh, I can't be fucked, and turn it off.
No, that's fair enough, because I remember when I started playing it, it was... You kind of have to be in the right frame of mind to play it as well, because it doesn't... You're not pushed and you're not compelled from the first half an hour of that game. Like, it really... When all the shit starts going down is when you are actually more into it.
Yeah.
But I think I remember not sort of being completely madly in love with it.
No, I wasn't.
When I first started, I was like, wow, this looks... And it was only because of my own...
I think it really helps.
I was like, I've been looking forward to this game for so long. You know, Max Payne guys and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it helped that game was split into chapters.
Yeah,
once you just go, oh, there's a chapter, and every time I hit a chapter end, I was out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It made it easier to ration it for yourself.
I'll get back to it, but maybe, I don't know.
Because you knew the rations, and you knew that the chapters weren't very long in a regular game sense.
Yeah.
You knew that you could just punch through a chapter and it was enough for one evening of playing. So.
Yeah, and but you know when to stop.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here going, what? You like it. Like, I'm just like, okay.
I don't know. I might play it. I don't know.
It was
cheap and I was like, I always wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
See if I liked it. But I really didn't give it a fair enough shake.
Yeah.
And honest to God, it was like a... I'm not even joking. It was that long. And I was like, okay, I want to stop.
Yeah, no, that's...
Because the other thing is, it was before the bub as well. So I'm sort of like, I was most likely doing other stuff. Mm. And I didn't feel... You don't feel like you can just sort of sit around. I was in a very, like, get stuff ready kind of thing.
Yeah, it needs focus, that game, I reckon.
But, Yeah,
and it's not exactly a sit down, relax game.
No, it's a little bit scary tension.
And I've been craving bitsy kind of gaming, like really no commitment.
Yeah,
that's why I've been like, I played about 20 minutes at the start of Mass Effect and then turned it off, like before I'd even got to a save point.
Yeah, yeah,
because. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's one of the reasons and motivations I reboard Just Cause 2 again.
Mm, that's a perfect example.
All I wanted to do is blow things up for 5 minutes and then be
is
able
it
to
still
walk
good?
Away. Fly it is around. Still great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome. I grabbed a copy too.
There's still plenty of shit parts in it. Like, I was talking to Adam about this before, the guys with rocket launchers with, like, incredible skill who can pinpoint you from a million miles away.
You know how when you finished it, I think it was Just Cause. Oh, haven't you?
No.
I think when you finish it, it unlocks cheats before you can turn on.
Yep.
I wonder if that applies if you start a new game, if those cheats are there to put on. Because that'd be fun.
There's still stacks of shit to do. Like, I can't imagine that you've done everything.
Oh, no, I had heaps left to do.
Like, I just went in there and I played 20 hours of it. I saw my clock, which is...
That's a lot.
It's enough.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because I've been just flying around and enjoying it. There's still so much shit that I haven't done.
Yeah.
And mostly just taking over little towns and stuff. And that's what I like the most. And I think that's just what I'm going to do. I don't really care about
just wipe the world clean.
Yeah. And I was just doing it. I was just like blowing shit up for no good reason.
That's pretty much all I want to do.
I know this is probably the dumbest thing ever, but did anyone else notice that his uniform changes depending on where he is in the world?
No.
You go up into the snow and his uniform just changes into snow camo.
Oh, really?
When?
It just slowly changes. And, like, I was up in the mountains, like, hang on a minute, I'm wearing white tiger stripe camo. And then I went back and I died because of one of those rocket bastards. And then I was back in the beach and he's just wearing regular khaki kind of colour. And I was
That's weird. I'll have to keep an eye on
that. I'm sure everyone else in the world noticed that, but
I didn't notice it. I played it a lot and didn't...
It just seems natural. Like, it doesn't happen like pop. It just is there.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of hours playing of a game.
Yeah, God. Your name on my list has not said 2K playing 11. NBA 2K11.
Ever.
I don't need to talk about this game anymore, but like I just hit my 50th game of the season.
Yep.
And each game takes about an hour or so to play.
Yeah,
that's the NBA season.
You need to get laid.
I've played maybe five games before that, before I hit the NBA draft. So that's like 55 hours, and then this is my fourth character.
I've pumped out a lot of hours on this game.
hey, my guy's still only level 55. That's amazing.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that is pretty.
And I started at 45.
Get his mount yet?
No mount yet.
He rides Shaq.
That my mount will be when I get my own pair. My own pair of Jordans.
Shaq's shooting lightning out of his mouth. Just riding around this grown man. Yeah.
One more pair of Jordans to unlock.
Nice.
I've got them all. Yeah, the 11s.
Are they the shit pointy ones?
No, they're the 11s. Ooh. The fucking awesome Space Jam ones. Nice.
I fucking hate them.
I fucking love them.
Everyone else in the world
plus
10 them.
Dunk, bitch.
I hate them. I want to punch them.
No, I love them.
The thing I love about this game is, like, everyone bitches that it's so super hard.
Yeah.
Like, on Twitter, everyone's fucking sooking about it. Jake's sooking about it. You're sooking about it. But everyone
I think we've mentioned it maybe once or twice.
No,
yeah.
no, you haven't quoted it. Tears were involved.
Skirm.
Fuck off.
Talk about misquoting. What's that?
What the fuck is, everyone, you all keep playing it. Like, it must have that much drive that, yeah.
It's a, cool. I mean,
because the shit. If a game's hard, people will normally just go.
The okay. general, the,
no, it's just me.
Once again, I won't talk too much about it. But the general, when you find out how hard it is when you first start playing it, and then you realize that you're not. It's not set on regular man's medium. Regular man medium on this game
is like Gran Turismo with all the fucking assists.
It's exactly right. Yeah. So you need to forget that needs to leave your mind, and you need to just put it on easy. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I've been doing for years.
Yes, you have.
People pay me out. Fuck you guys.
Your son, mate, mainly.
Yeah.
You bitch, Dad. Bullshit.
So I'm guessing over 65 hours of this game I've been playing.
I reckon we've listened to about 4 hours.
I'll have to find it if there is. Yeah.
Talk about this game.
Yep. I'll keep talking about it because I'm absolutely in love with this game. I love it. It's great. Having said that, I am looking forward to some new games in particular. Actually, we had some really good demos come out in the last week.
Yeah, buddy.
A whole, like a whack.
Crysis.
Decent titles. Crysis 2 multiplayer beta.
Yeah.
Closed
beta. Everyone play.
Everyone come.
That was my favourite tweet that you've done in a long time.
Yeah, it was close.
Oh, I do believe that's a closed beta, Adam. To tweet later. That everyone seems to be allowed to play.
Yeah. It says on the fucking thing. I was like, I'm not going to download this because it says closed beta. Yeah, I'm like, well, how the fuck do you get a key? So I'm like, search Google. How do you get a key for this? And dudes are like, I don't care.
I'm not going to bother.
And I just downloaded the other Bulletstorm and I'm like, oh yeah. And then it was like, someone else said that they were playing it. Hang on a tick. And I went and I downloaded it and it just works. I'm like, it's unclosed.
It's unclosed. This is bullshit.
Closed. Unless you, if you don't download it, you cannot play.
Once you download it is an open beta. Trust me.
So I suppose it's closed to Xbox Live Gold members.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
closed
there we go.
To people who don't have Xboxes.
The code to play it is spending money on Xbox
Live.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Crysis 2?
Yeah, I really... I mean, there's no denying the Call of Duty element of it. Like, it's mad Call of Duty.
Big time.
Like, it's pretty...
Call of Dudes!
Oh, yay! It's, like, everything from the game style, the play style... The lobby,
most of the buttons,
most of the buttons, apart from no dedicated grenade,
which
I'm okay with.
Yeah, because you got your powers mapped to those buttons.
Yeah,
which is fine.
Like you got like
useless vision.
Yeah, useless. No, well, you
get killed if you're wearing it. Vision.
You've got increased power or increased armor. What are they called?
It's armor and then
invisibility. Yeah.
What's the thermo one?
You can see through walls and shit.
I haven't used that one yet.
It's like on your D-pad.
It's on your... I literally haven't had a chance to keep getting shot.
Can you actually see through walls or it's just heat?
Hey, basically. Yeah, you can't see... Yeah.
It's like when people shoot and shit like that.
I like to use the colour of the opposite team to indicate whether it's not on my team.
Yeah.
Or if they don't have a giant... You know, like a call sign over their head. And that's what I use.
Yeah, I'll use that
I don't use thermal. I use that.
I thought you used your DS.
Yeah, you do.
Remember, was it Red Faction 2? We used to play multiplayer and had that that sniper gun that you could see through the walls.
Yeah,
and shit.
It was like a rail
gun. That
thing
was fucking awesome.
That was good.
War games need that. That was wall hacks. Literally.
Yeah,
literally wall hacks.
That was a dumb gun.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Because I remember you would tunnel a hole somewhere and just go like this, looking around.
I'm looking up your skirt.
I feel like I should be pumped. I'm really excited for it. I think because
you're Skyrimmed.
It reminded me a little bit of Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer because I haven't played any blobs.
Very similar.
I haven't played
except
any blobs at all except for the jumping. I haven't played any of that since like the second week of it coming out, and I don't think it's because it's bad. I just I don't know. It's something about it. Like,
is it the same?
No, it's not. It's really not.
It's a lot faster paced.
Well
than
then.
Warfare 2.
It's,
shut my mouth.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think I like the way that the way you play outside of the game. Like, I don't like the leveling up. I don't like the money. And I don't like all that. So I thought I would.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't. And I don't know if that's, I don't know what the go is with Crysis, how that's going to work, but. Mm. I think being back in more of a quote unquote Modern Warfare style combat situation has me more excited. I don't know.
Do we know if there's going to be any extra different powers and stuff that you can enable, kind of perk style.
It's got to be something like that, I would imagine.
I can't imagine them not aping the perk system.
Yeah. It'd have to be... Hopefully strength is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I'm more meaning the customization. Okay, like whether or not you can say, oh, well, I don't want strength, I want...
Surely, because everyone's going to be running around with you know, armor
like
and armor and clothes.
Lifts your package.
lifts
each
balls.
ball. Right. Push-up bra for your balls.
Yeah, you buy those.
I don't know. I think... ball cleavage?
It's got a cutout that shows you ball cleavage.
That's...
yuck.
That's a bit gross.
Yuck.
I need a drink.
And it would show like a bit of your dick as well.
Just
a little bit.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I wasn't totally pumped with the multiplayer of Crysis 2. Like,
I'd like to actually jump into this.
When I play Call of Duty, I always play on hardcore, because to me, playing on normal, it seems to take way too many bullets to kill people.
That and you're a fucking tough cat.
And I'm such a fucking... No, it's not. It's because I'm shit at the game and I play hardcore, because it's easy
to
kill people.
I've never got that.
It's easy to kill people.
No, it's easy to get killed.
Yeah. By the same token, it's easy to kill people. What you do is you don't get shot.
No, it's easier to get killed, not killed. They're the same.
They are the same. But I find that I get killed more than I kill people, which means I'm shitter.
Yeah.
So that means I need to play the regular style.
I really don't feel like it took that many. I was surprised at how few it took.
I thought, I got laggy games too.
Do you know what I had? Possibly. And I was talking to this to a mate of ours, Jake, about this when I was playing it. I was playing against it was a reasonably full list.
Yeah.
And I had like full green ping. Everyone else had like red, orange. It was
poor
like
US
everyone. Teams. Yeah,
I've
exactly.
noticed that when I was
I had a better ping.
I was the host.
You would think that means I would dominate. If anything, it was as bad as having a bad ping with everyone else having good pings.
Yeah, because they'll jump around like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think that might have been the problem I was having.
I did also notice, it actually made me appreciate Call of Duty kill cam a lot more because of how good the kill cam always looks.
It always looks slick
and it looks seamless.
Mm.
And a couple times I was watching their kill cam and it just freaked the fuck out.
Oh, really?
It just looked hilariously terrible.
Yeah.
And like you could see the lag.
Yeah.
And like a guy not getting shot and then falling down and it was a kill cam.
See, Call of Duty's animation is awesome.
Phenomenal. Yeah, but they do such a good job of hiding the lag.
Yeah.
Because you can only ever go, I think it's the lag. You can never see dudes like hopping around.
Not very often, no.
I just don't think it's they're as good at it, but I mean, not a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. It's got me mad pumped for single player because I love the way it looks.
Yeah, the visuals, they didn't blow me away
because there's been some good looking games lately, but it still looked good. Like, I'm keen to see what they do with their single player levels.
It definitely had a Crysis look to it. It's got that next gen look to it, no matter whatever you see it on. Like, it's that the depth of field on the the gun.
Everything does that now, though.
Yeah, but exactly. you notice it more on Crysis. I don't know why.
Their textures were that good. Like, I think they're a little bit blurry.
It's super,
not so much
gimped in comparison to how good it's.
You look at going back and playing Oblivion compared to say just Fallout 3, vanilla Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oblivion looks like shit.
Yeah.
Because the textures are real blurry and they were afraid to see how far they could push it, the engine. Because
they couldn't. Like, yeah, it's like...
Well, Fallout 3 is essentially the same engine as Oblivion.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of stuff would have happened to it.
Oh, probably, but what I'm saying is they...
understood the architecture.
Yeah.
And it's also Oblivion wasn't built for the 360.
Exactly, and I feel that's what's happened with Crysis 3 as well, though. I feel that it could look better than what it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that it looks shit, but I think there's just something there. It's not anti-aliased very well, for starters.
Yeah.
Like, it looks a bit... jaggy a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Not so jaggy, but there's just, I don't know. After playing,
it's also
like
multiplayer.
Black Ops,
multiplayer never looks as good as single
player.
No, it does
not. That's why I'm keen for the single player.
Yeah.
keen just to see it because I feel like they're going to make a really spectacular shooter, which is funny because, like, the thing that I really liked about, Far Cry, you know, go way back to like the roots of Crysis, is the openness of the gameplay. Like, I must have played that fucking demo a billion times. Like, the opening level, like, I'd just go in and I'd attack it from like five different ways. I'd trick guys into coming after me and then kill them. And it was just, it was awesome. It was such a good demo. And it showed that how malleable the actual, you know, the system of fighting guys could be. And then once you actually played the game, it sort of like pretty badly funneled you later on. And apparently Crysis does a really similar thing.
Apparently Crysis is boring as shit, I've heard.
Well, Crysis 1.
But Crysis, it has a very open feel as well to start with. And then it...
Again, trees, beaches and shit. Good place stuff. To
fight. Fun place to be.
Well, Crysis 2 is
this one is supposed to be quite
city,
linear.
Like urban based, isn't it?
Do you know the other big deal about this demo is the fact that it's released on a fucking 360 first.
You
can't play that anywhere else.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
You know, badly that must sting for all like the
PC
zealots fucking that are going, you motherfuckers, you know, why aren't we? But they're the lead platform, but it doesn't mean they're not going to get their nose set.
Dudes are going to buy it on PC. Like, I think like, it's if anything, this is like probably
dudes
a way
play it on PC.
A way for Christ.
Dudes aren't going to buy it on PC.
True.
You know, like,
this is going to be a way for people, I guess, to sort of to show. It's like a showcase for the 360 in a way, because it, like, obviously the odds are stacked against the 360 in general, because it is the underpowered console. You know, compared to say the likes of your PS3, obviously. This is a way to show people. It's like, hey, this is going to fucking work.
It's going to work. It looks cool,
And it's still, I think it looks good.
It looks really good.
It does. Yeah.
It's not amazing, but it's got a style to it that I like.
And it's a beta Crysis, as well. Like, who knows?
Well, no, Crysis has got that thing attached to it. That is, this is the best looking thing you're ever going to see in your fucking life.
This is the game you need to update your PC for.
Gears of War look better.
Yeah. Which it probably did, really, when you think about it. But I mean, it's
Subjective, but it'll be really interesting to see.
I'm hanging for single player. I'll reserve my judgment until then.
I honestly didn't. I gave multiplayer was an afterthought for me. I didn't even realize this game could be a multiplayer game. I don't know if was the first one multiplayer. I don't know.
Far Cry was multiplayer.
You could boat people.
Really?
Yes.
Boat. You could boat people.
Adam B. Metal boat Nathan. That was the best.
Boated. Yes. You were boated, Nathan.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Good times.
It was. Lands. Yes. Lands. Yeah, Lannings. Did you know you used to be able to get computers and put them together and play games together?
Really?
With computers?
And spend, you'd spend a couple of hours, I imagine?
Setting them up.
I've still got that router with the Atari sticker.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a router at home, too.
But it's not wireless.
It's like you can't do anything. It's literally a splitter. That is all it is.
Literally.
Good times.
Port hilarious. I mean, as far as multiplayer goes with this game, I wasn't even interested, but now I'm mad interested. I think this
pre-ordered?
This might be, well, yeah, I think so. I think this will be my multiplayer game. Blobs are just doing it for me.
Well, the game that actually made me want to purchase something was Bulletstorm.
Did you want to make you want to purchase that game, Bulletstorm?
No, it made me want to purchase Breach. Oh no, wait, that's horrible.
Hang on a minute. Can you, before we talk about Bulletstorm, can you quickly tell me about Breach, because I knew nothing about this.
Essentially
no good.
Horseshit.
It's like seeing a supermodel do that. I don't know if you guys played much of the first Unreal Tournament. There was a mode called Assault, which was the objective based one, so you had to say, so go blow a gate up.
Was that an Unreal Tournament 1 as well? Oh, cool.
And Quake Wars.
Essentially the same as
Quake Wars. I haven't played that.
Yeah. It's obviously an Xbox Live Arcade game, so the graphics aren't super fantastic.
There's plenty of amazing looking Xbox Live Arcade games.
Oh yeah.
That looks shit.
Oh really?
It just looks shit. Yeah, it looks
fucking
old. Counter Strike.
Yeah.
Counter Strike looks like awesome in comparison to this.
Its big thing is that it's called Breach. It's like Battlefield, where you can blow holes in everything, pretty much.
Yes, it can blow.
Shut up.
A hole in my dick.
Hole in your dick? It's all good. This game, would be awesome if it was attached to a good game.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. The multiplayer modes are actually really interesting. I played a couple of games of one called Convoy, and it's essentially...
Convoy!
We got a great big convoy.
So it's Gold Rush from Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stand
but not
next to the gold thing while it travels through the level. You
sort of, yeah.
It while the other people are trying to stop you.
Yeah, essentially the same. But
you know what a good creative. Game. Do you know what's a good game? Team Fortress 2. Should play that game again.
Yeah.
Except you can blow up a bridge in Breach, bitch, huh?
Yeah.
And you know the other my favorite thing about this was the dudes. They're like, I popped a cap in your ass, bitch. It's like you can hear this, they're trying to do an American accent, but then you hear this weird Euro twang coming at the end of it. It's
That's
so
weird.
Bad.
Yeah.
You've got to download it just to listen to how shit they are.
Yeah,
I think I'm
going
to do it. I think I'm going
to
do it.
I'd like to see this attached to, say, a Call of Duty.
A piece of poo and throw it into the sun.
Something
I'm sorry.
You're not helping me. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, attached to something like Call of Duty or Battlefield, it would actually be really fun. Because the whole idea behind it is really cool, but the game itself is arse.
A bit balls.
Yeah. The destructibility stuff, compared to Tango, that's quite fun.
Compared to Blacklight?
Oh, better than Blacklight.
Oh, really?
Saying something, yeah.
Right.
Not graphically, but gameplay-wise.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Blacklight was a bit clunky.
Yeah. Yeah. This is old.
Downloaded and played for 20 seconds.
No, I sent Scott.
And I was standing there. Yeah, you did not. And me and another guy, like, blew up a bridge. It was this dude. It was really funny playing this online game. And it's just a dude just standing there, like, shooting a bridge. Like a little kid just burning something in the backyard. Like, yeah, I like this guy better than those guys who are taking this seriously. I think they can take cover and stuff as well.
Yeah. They tried, but it was like, it's like a year 12 project, you know, like they all banded together. It's like pretty average, but
they didn't use good glue sticks, let's just say that.
They didn't
good
use
falling off.
Ooh-hoo glue
they
sticks.
Ate them. Yeah. Anyway, Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm.
Fuck me. This game is amazing.
Who liked Painkiller?
I did.
I loved Painkiller.
I love that game to death.
You know what this game is? This game proves the complete irrelevance of Duke Nukem forever.
You know what? It's funny.
It does everything.
In all seriousness, I thought that exact same thing. Not quite to those exact words, but as I was playing it, I was like, this is like what a current Duke Nukem would be.
Yep.
Like, this is like, you know, the whole, you know, the way the dude talked, like, the whole crassness of it, the lot of over-the-top shit.
Big, crazy bosses.
I think you guys came at Duke Nukem at a different angle to me.
What do you mean?
Well, what I really like about Duke Nukem is not that humor and stuff like that. Mm. To me, I really like the levels and the set pieces of it. And that's what really attracts me to it. Like, the new one's going to be full of that shit.
It should be,
to me, Bulletstorm is...
I've got nothing to base Duke Nukem on at all. Like, I never played it at all, apart from Xbox Live. That's literally all I played.
It had that 14-year-old shit, like the fucking chick in the bikini on the screen and the swearing and whatever. That, you know, whatever. That never attracted me to it. It was the set pieces.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Nah.
Never attracted you. That's not what you're in it for at 14.
I wasn't 14. I'm saying...
No, I'm just saying at that age, when you play it, and you're playing it, and you weren't attracted by the violence, the swearing, and the nudity.
No, that wasn't why I played it, though. Like, think of the first levels you're going in. Like, back then, you're playing, like, Doom levels, which were nothing. They're essentially just random levels.
Oh, like hell.
Yeah, but then you come to Duke Nukem, which is, like...
Something.
Set,
yep.
To a level that hadn't been done before, and that's what was cool about
it. Don't look at me, I was playing fucking Prince of Persia in Big W.
Guy's like, hey. This is in my office!
You're not allowed in here! Did you install this?
Mom, can I go and play?
This is the guy, just let him play.
Just let him play, the little retarded kid from up the street.
I'll order more stock later. Just let him play. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, just to clarify that.
Well, That's clearly not what Duke Nukem is to these guys.
Exactly,
and the way they're marketing it. It's not about the set pieces, it's about the character. Like, you look at the front character with a fucking gun as a dick. It's fucking...
Yeah, I know. But then look at Bulletstorm with exactly the same fucking thing. It is fucking lame, and so is Duke Nukem doing it.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Wait, so...
Bulletstorm...
Yeah.
Bulletstorm, no, the guy...
The guy's... That's what I mean. Like, that whole... The game is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Take away the fucking dude. Like, that's what I don't like about it.
That's... But I love the game. How can you like Duke Nukem and not like...
I don't like Duke Nukem as a character. I like the game
but
that he's in.
That is the game. Like, Duke Nukem... The game is the character.
Not to me.
Duke Nukem. That's the name of the game. Duke Nukem. Take away Duke Nukem, you've got nothing.
No, but a lot of people trying to talk about a game and don't know how to call it anything. It's got like, no name.
I've raised this before.
Have you played that game?
What is it? I like about games? I like games that are a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about this before, which
his
is what...
His journey was to kick ass and also chew bubblegum. But the problem was, Adam...
There was an issue.
There was an issue with that.
What was that issue?
He didn't have... any gum. You see? That's the internal struggle that he had. And he had to journey to find the bubble gum. But the bubble gum isn't real bubble gum, Adam.
It's a metaphor, Nathan.
It's a metaphor.
A metaphor.
For a man's soul.
He's going to unplug his mic.
He's unplugging my mic. Anyway, let's talk about Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm.
Okay, so...
Bulletstorm is the Duke Nukem of video games.
All right, get it out. Get it out. Go on.
I had seen nothing but the press for this with Cliffy B being a dick, with all the people going, ooh, yeah! And this dude doing nothing but the, can I get some, shooting dudes in the asshole.
That was pretty funny how... The thing was he's writing a letter to his dad or grandpa or something, was saying that... One day, I would make a game where you blow someone's asshole out. That was his thing.
I didn't say that.
And then it flicked to a scene of the dude going, boom! And the dude's ass getting blown out. That's pretty good.
But so, the dude, all the characters in it, to me, like, are so annoying. I wasn't laughing at them, but the gameplay...
Laughing with them.
I was rolling my eyes at them, but the actual game part of it, where it was sort of like a fucking arcade game, like a racing game. You put it really well. It's like the burnout of first-person shooters.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, I did say that. It was pretty fucking good, wasn't it?
It was really good.
You should go on a podcast.
I should. Let's do it. VGP.
Wow.
An update is required before listening to this podcast.
The thing with that, I totally agree. It's like it had almost like Serious Sam kind of elements to it in the demo, and I was kind of like, no.
Painkiller was what Painkiller did more than a Serious Sam. Like, I played Serious Sam way too late, and I was like, oh, this is all about fucking bunny hopping sideways and running backwards forever. Whereas Painkiller was so great because it was the best use of the Havoc. Anything. Like, I love the way... Hitting a dude from a million miles away with that state gun, like, angling it just right, or using the fucking... The shotgun that was also... What was it? The dual weapons.
Yeah.
They've brought that back into... brought it back. But this does feel like a cross between Gears of War, even though this is really reductive, but it does feel like a cross between Gears of War and Painkiller. It's like, even to the point where you hear the guys going, and all running towards you.
Yeah, exactly.
In the same way as they did with Painkiller.
The thing, in a way, I guess what they've done not to belittle the Painkiller, but what they've done is taken the coolest part of that game, which is the state gun, and turned that into a more elaborate full game.
It's
How can I make these kills even more elaborate and fucked up?
Yeah. Well, have you heard there was a dude? I remember. I'm pretty sure Cliffy B was talking about how headshots are ruining video games.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Saying that he said that, and Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb as well has also said that he reckons that, this was a while ago, saying I'm sick of first-person shooters because it's all just headshots and it's just really dull.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I shot the guy in the head and he fell down. I shot that guy in the head. Why didn't he fall down? That's it. That's all you aim for. You know, like, shoot the guy in the chest and he'll fall over.
Yep.
Shoot him in the leg if he's holding a riot shield. So, whereas this is like, just see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's not even, you don't. Like, I've never just shot a guy. I'm like, I want to see how many times I can kick the guy before they die. So, that sounds fucked up. But
yeah, it does.
There's a really clever mechanic that they did that I didn't understand how it was going to work, was if you've got a big electric leash thing where you throw the leash out, grab the guy and pull him back in, and as he comes towards you, he goes into slow-mo. It's like this time distortion field
so
kind of
weird.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So he slows down just as he gets in front of you, so you can do any number of fucked up thing to him. So you can literally, like, then kick him in the head Duke Nukem style. Like, it is straight up Duke Nukem. I was thinking about this before, conspiracy theory tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
It was like, this is Duke Nukem. This is what they wanted to make a Duke Nukem game. This feels like a Duke Nukem game because of the certain things, the attitude and the kick and the fun, big, crazy bosses.
Little
stuff.
Homage to it in a way.
It feels like them almost going, well, here's a prototype for what we reckon it should be. It feels like that kind of game. Like, this is, we can do it better than you.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's also a kick where it also does the same slow down and then allows you to do something else. So you can combo things. So you could kick somebody into something if you want it, off an edge, kick the guy, slow it down, shoot him in the head, shoot him, you know, keep him up in the air if you want to. Like,
this is not your standard first person shooter. You're not meant to run around just firing your gun.
No.
Like, that's not what this game's
made
for.
And you feel, like, super tough in it. Like, I don't think it was ever close to even dying a little bit.
I think maybe once or twice.
There's once or twice when
a
dude, one of those green guys runs up to you and he dies, he gasses. Like, gas everywhere, and I nearly died from
that.
He's like
a smoker.
Okay, yeah.
But my absolute favourite moment was when I was playing and I went, I wonder if I can shoot a guy with a flail, which is like a bowler, and then kick him into the other guys. I'm like, well, I can't get to him before he gets... So I leash him, so he comes over towards me.
Mm.
Pull him, you know, fucking scorpion, get over here.
Mm.
Then you fire the flail at him, which is like a bowler that explodes.
Mm.
Then I kicked him back into three guys that then exploded. And they all died in various ways. And each one of them's like, ding, 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 more points.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how much you scored. As soon as you finish the level, it pops up, trial style. This is how much your friends got on that level. What did you do?
Yeah.
And it ranks everyone, top to bottom. I'm like, man, that guy got 8,000. I got 6,000. That was like, that's way more. I started thinking about how I could be better at it.
Yeah.
And how I could, I'm like, what else could I have done? And
That's
really cool. Like,
bloody oath. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's going to be cool is like the demo is just one of those little side things you can do, and they're going to be all co-op as well, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I think
they are.
Some,
is it them or
is some
going to be co-op and
special
echoes,
wards
yeah.
and things
yeah,
like that, where you can do joint
just,
kills and things like that.
Yeah,
and,
because
that's going to be awesome.
Teamwork kills and bloody oath. Yeah. I think this is like one of the interesting and exciting first person shooter style games.
And this is so much fun when somebody like leashes somebody in to just run in, like boot them before they get a chance to do it.
It's like, oh, come on!
Stop doing that! I went from tepid to ecstatic. I played that demo about, I think, 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Because I just kept going through it. I was like, that was really fun. I'm going to play it again.
Literally played it once.
Because it's 6 minutes long.
Yeah. See, I want to play it more, but I'm like, I've almost got that feeling. It's like, don't just let the game come.
Yeah,
it's so short though. Like, there's so little.
I should play it more just to try out some more combos and stuff.
I'm like, okay, what if I get? You can also hot every weapon up. Like, you can add you supercharge.
Yeah, that's cool.
So the flail gun will chop straight through dudes.
Yeah. The pistol turns into like basically like a little fucking firework.
A firework and a rocket.
And
the other gun just
rifle does like the overcharge and
grenade.
Yeah, kind of thing,
that eviscerates them.
So that itself is like, so old school, like the secondary fire, basically.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
Painkiller too.
Yeah.
Double weapons.
Yeah. I think that's.
Yeah. So what I was like, I wonder if I can leash a guy in. Have a flare ready, like supercharge that gun and put it away, get a flail. So have the flail out, leash the guy in, flail him, and then change back to the other gun and fire... And
finish him off.
Fire the flare into him so he spins off. And it worked. And he blew up in the air from the firework, but then you could blow him up again because the flail was attached to him.
Yeah.
And I got another thing for that. It was like, it was masochist or something. It was like, it was like you did too many.
Yeah.
You know, like he was already dead, obviously.
Yeah. But he is now a juice box.
Yeah. But it was like, oh, cool. You actually get rewarded for doing stuff.
Experimentation. Stuff.
Yeah. And even fun stuff, like I just stood next to a hole and waited for dudes to run up. I'm like, kick into the hole. Yeah. And I'm going to kick you into the hole.
I found I did
you,
that a lot.
I'm going to kick you into the hole.
Just looked for environmental kills all the
time.
Yeah. There's one called Voodoo or something like that.
Yeah, where you're just stuck into spikes.
Spikes. On the spikes.
And there's electricity.
I love that big piston thing that comes down and just goes.
That big elevator.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's a collapsed building. And an elevator comes down, and you're sort of like, yep, we all played Gears of War.
Yeah.
It's very good, Cliff. But it feels like, like brightness turned up.
Yeah.
Fun.
Talk about your different settings like we're talking about, more landscape-y type.
And daytime.
It's very enslaved kind of feeling.
Yes, it was. Saturation's
cool.
Too high.
Yeah.
Damn.
I want that game.
I want that game too.
When is that game? Is that March?
1 month.
It's not for long.
Hey, pre-order that and maybe win a AR drone from eBay Games. That would be sick.
I would like to get one of those.
I'd like to get one of those. I don't want to pay money for it.
See, they're selling them for $400.
That's too much.
$400.
It's too much.
Well, that's $100 per propeller.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, the bits are free.
Well, this is foam, isn't it?
That was very expensive.
Yeah. It's too much.
I don't know. It'd be cool. Sure.
Yeah. I like that game. And it comes also, I think, you get the beta for the Gears 3 or something.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I was looking at something Gears of War related, and I just had the urge. I was like, I could go a Gears of War game.
I'd
love to play another Gears of War. I'm really keen.
That's one of those things that it doesn't like drive me because I don't want to play Gears multi. I never found it.
Oh, is it a multi-beta, is it?
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not assuming that. I was not very good at that.
It'd be funny if it was single-player levels. So I'm like, and could you email us the bugs in that level?
Just let us know. If you can get that back to us, like, ASAP. ASAP, that would be great.
There's no character models. You'll just be running around as a box.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Box with a chainsaw blade coming out of the chest.
Yeah.
I'm back, motherfucker. Ice-T. 1991, fool. Told you should have killed me last year. Once again, I'm back in the place to be. The I, the C, the E, the T. I'll never get a Grammy, so fuck the G. All I need is a crowd and my MIC. Got a gangster ass DJ named Evil E. My record label's called Wannabe. William Morris is my agency. I never go broke, I got property.
Regular ass games. We're going to talk about some regular ass releases. None of this demo shit.
Well, this is sort of DLC, ain't it?
This is some kind of DLC. I'm a big fan of Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Number 2.
It's a popular game.
It's a popular game. Still
amongst people that aren't Adam.
Yeah. Some friends recently rebought this game, so I started playing it again. Main game. Still lots
Have
of people
kept
there.
This game?
Yeah, I kept it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rare.
What did we play?
Yeah. Well, is this not in your list?
I don't know. I like it.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Anyway. We were discussing whether we would all buy the new expansion, Battlefield Vietnam.
If you do it, I do it.
Essentially, yeah. I was the chump who bought it first, and then had to warn everyone else not to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was fucking 1,200 points.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, because
so $15.
Close to 20, isn't it? 1,200.
Let me do that conversion.
It's
you
like
keep
21.95
talking.
Or something. Anyway,
yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah. Basically, it's pretty good. Like, you get, I think, 4 or 5 new maps. It's entirely
$19.80.
There you go. Thanks for that.
Closer to $20.
Closer to $20. New vehicles, new guns, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Cliched 70s music, blah, blah, blah.
Let me, like, wait. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Oh my god.
Every game ever that's even
It was a
remotely...
long period of time. Yeah. Just look a little further.
No, that was the only song that came out during the Vietnam War.
Next to, like, All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that the name of
this? They're all there. All the gang is
that
there,
Rolling Stones
basically.
One that was in Cod Blops, which was actually pretty cool.
Wow! I don't know if it should be in there.
No, that was for All Things CSI.
Yes. It's good, but we, as I say, we've been playing Battlefield again, like full servers, no worries.
Yep.
I jump into this. First game I got was me on one team, one dude on the other team. He was there. I shot him once and he left.
Good. Oh, God.
He left. Good. The most I could get was 4 aside in Battlefield, which normally has 12 aside.
That's not enough, people.
It's not
for that game.
It's a real shame because it could have been good, but no people, no game.
Yeah.
And it's multiplayer only.
Yeah.
So, and
it's, I reckon it's just too much. Like,
it is too much.
Dudes
yeah.
need to understand things like, you know, you look at how much Rockstar was charging for Undead Nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's a good 12 hours.
Yeah,
that's good value.
Content.
Yeah.
800 points.
Yeah.
Yep. DLC add-on shit,
just make
gouge,
it cheap.
Really.
It's
really
paid the main game.
But I suppose it's more
at
of a
least,
conversion, isn't it?
It's a TC. At least they've done something with
TC.
It.
Not, TC!
TC!
Yay!
Not like Modern Warfare was like 1,200 for 3 maps and a kick in the cock.
Those guys are cheeky.
They are mad cheeky.
That's probably a good formula to go off for us as consumers, not so much for people trying to make money, but 1,200 points. I mean, it's get to the point now where I will pay 1,200 points for a game if it's good.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
But 800 points.
1,200 points for a game.
DLC, yeah. Like, that's when it starts. Yeah. Starting it a little bit too kind of like, we understand other people have done it.
Undead's on sale, actually.
It is on sale for cheap. As long as well as San Andreas, if we can get it.
No, it's not.
600 points.
Can't buy it.
Can't we?
Isn't there a
way? It's not in our store.
There's got to be a way.
I've got a US account.
Can you try and buy it? 600 points?
But you can't play it on any other... Like, doesn't it lock it to that?
No, I can download indie games out the wazoo.
I might do that.
Yeah,
I really
just do it.
Yeah.
It's easy.
I want that.
All right.
I live just to play.
My address and phone number is a Beverly Hills BMW dealer.
Is it?
Yes. I googled it.
Can you
give
me a good deal on a BMW?
No, I can't.
How
do you add your credit card and stuff? Does that just work?
Just does it.
Podcast for another time.
I haven't bought anything.
Adam.
This is slightly boring conversation.
Like, trials, so maybe. Although
points cards,
you try it first.
No, if you put in your same like email address, it should still be. I don't know. Anyway.
Try it first.
Who knows? Anyway,
I'm bored. Bored with this. Max Payne and Max Payne 2
they're
are on sale
there.
As well.
They're on there.
Yep.
Max Payne 2.
I own that on the PC.
I
own them both.
Large
box.
I think I've got them on Steam too.
Do you really? Do you know what I downloaded? Soldier of Fortune.
Shit. One.
Just to blow dudes'
legs off. Legs off. Yeah.
Do you know what did that recently that no one noticed? It's Undead Nightmare.
No, really?
You can cave a dude's head in that. Yeah.
That's gross.
The zombies. But it was zombies.
Banned. Banned.
Doesn't count,
yeah.
Zombies.
I thought that did count, Nathan.
No.
You
see, he was looking, quest for bubblegum. Couldn't find it. He didn't have any on
his Metaphor.
Metaphor. That sounds like Lisa needs braces.
Metal plan.
Metaphor.
So
it's not very good.
So don't buy it. No, it's good, but just don't buy it because you won't get it.
And to reiterate, we are talking about
Battlefield
Vietnam.
Try it again. Is it really that bad always? What time are you playing?
I've tried a few times.
Six in the morning on a Tuesday.
No, because you're playing against whoever. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So, I've tried morning and night and got the same. But to put this into comparison, like when Black Ops came out, we were playing that.
I don't think. Is there a comparison between Black Ops and...
No. Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Fuck. Probably, like, say, a month after Black Ops came out, we were in a party with Wraith, and he said he tried to play some Halo... what's the new one?
Reach Around.
Reach the latest one, yeah. And he said there was only 30,000 people playing it.
It's not a lot.
Worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Now, how the fuck does Battlefield Vietnam get people to... Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Not going to happen.
What are they all doing? They're all playing mobs.
Normal Battlefield is fine. There's like full games everywhere. And because I hadn't played it for a while, they've added like 4 new maps to it. The main game anyway for free. So I'm like, sweet, new maps. Awesome.
Cool.
So
no one's obviously no one's putting up the cash to buy it anyway.
Nah. So just stick to playing Battlefield.
If dudes are still playing Battlefield rather than going over to Blops as well, whether the preference or not, there might be a lot of dudes out there sort of going, nah.
Yeah. To be honest, Battlefield was more fun than Vietnam anyway because the weapons and shit are cooler. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was that whole modern combat thing.
Put up with Clearwater Revival.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
When's that song from? That from the
any of the CSIs?
Yeah,
I know what it's from.
Yeah, that movie, movie show.
Yeah, movie show. Got it. Thanks,
man.
Do you know that's not a lot of people playing online, Omo? Do you know who what game a lot of people were playing online? Little Big Planet. Yes.
Oh, hey.
Two. The new one.
3 million games and counting.
It's 3.5 million.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Now, not
at least
games,
they're all games that we've played before.
Levels.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking shit on Little Big Planet now. I've been out of that game for a long time. Hot as fuck on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot you were. You were all over its dick.
Yes. To the point where it was big yuck. But the new
kept downloading
one,
those X-rated levels with the dicks.
Yeah.
Remember that one? They just like you did a thing, and all those dicks just come flopping down.
That was pretty good.
And at the end, it was just big black dicks.
Subtle. So the new Little Big Planet came out, and it is very much like you played the demo. You guys haven't played the actual full game.
No, I played the demo. Wasn't that into it?
I've not had a controller for my PS3 for 6 months.
Get it.
Does not care.
Yeah, you don't care. So
no, I do.
I don't.
No, you don't.
I do care.
If you care, you go and get that fucking controller. It's not in Peru.
It's not.
Just ring the dude. He'll get it. He'll give it to you.
I just haven't needed it.
Exactly.
Well, you don't care.
I haven't needed it. Actually, it's one of our listeners, Jade.
Yeah.
I know.
Did I leave my controller at your house, Jade?
Jade, you're in the future.
If so...
Tell me.
It's totally fine. I honestly have not missed it. And I'm being completely honest here. To the point where my PS3 is playing up with DVDs, I might just buy a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. Good luck when I update that bad boy.
What?
Yeah.
Blu-ray player. Do you know how many times that Blu-ray player has been updated since it came out?
Which one?
On the PS3. A stack.
Yeah. You just whack a cable in the back of the Blu-ray player.
Isn't that one of the old ones that plays all the PS3, PS2 games?
Yeah.
You sell that on eBay. Dudes will go crazy, go nuts
for
that.
No, they don't. Not for that one. I've looked it up already.
Okay.
I thought that would have gone for a bit, but no. Yeah.
No? $1?
No. Well, what I'm thinking... This is once again, podcast for another time. I'm probably just going to leave the PS3 as a gaming thing now and just get a Blu-ray player.
You get moved.
Because it can't be fucked.
Weird.
Can't be fucked. Honestly, I don't play games on PS3.
No, I don't either.
No.
I'm going to play games on
PS3.
I play
Little Big Planet
on PS3 more than me.
Yeah.
Purely to watch Mickey Mouse and Lego Hero.
Yep.
I might go and start my own podcast about Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, that game
on the PS3.
That game on the PS3 that I've been playing.
How is it?
The only new full game that
I don't have a controller.
Shut up. Okay, so first one, big fan. Haven't played it for a while because you know it came out a long time ago. Things have happened. Every now and again, a level pops up and just that seems cool, but I don't play it. I watch a video on it or something.
Yeah.
And the new one coming out, I played that demo.
It's on YouTube.
It's boring.
I played the demo of the. Of the new one, which is over 2 gig, by the way.
The
what the fuck?
What?
2 levels. Jesus.
I didn't realise it was 2 gig.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is that the whole game?
Nah.
In code?
Nah.
Maybe.
This is the whole game.
So, I was really unimpressed. Really boring.
That's sad. I'm sad for you.
Right, because that was the platforming levels aren't what I'm excited about, Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Hang on. I just realised what you're just talking about. You're talking about a Little Big Planet demo.
Little Big Planet 2 demo.
2 years.
What's it going to show you?
The levels.
What levels?
From the game.
What?
And there was only
pre-made ones?
Yeah.
Who cares about those?
Yes. Very good.
Sorry, I've just caught up.
Just caught up to where we were just at.
I was like,
we're saying that we're
literally sitting here going,
you don't even need a controller. You got to the same point. Like, as we were
going
to
get that controller
anyway. Right. So that doesn't make any levels, sense. But basically, what they were trying to do is show off some of the new stuff that you can do, things like pilot objects.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, they showed two things in there: your grappling hook and pilots.
The grappling hook.
Isn't that in one?
No. Okay. No, there's no grappling hook in the first one.
For good reason.
There's also, there's no pilotable things. You could jimmy a pilotable object with enough, you know, finagling of the controls, but you sort of couldn't, you know. Like, you can do dodgy things like make a tiny room for the person to be trapped inside of that triggers a bunch of things and a jetpack, so you could actually move them around inside something and... Yeah, that won't work. Drinking with the lid on doesn't work. But anyway, it was
Albert Einstein over
here. Whereas in this one, you can actually pilot objects. The levels themselves that they chose to show, you know, were kind of little big planet-y. They weren't, you know, the big science level I found really bland, and they had this robotic rabbit that you sort of piloted. And
that was horseshit.
Is it safe to say that they could release this game? Mm. Well, this may be jumping ahead of the conversation a little bit.
Are we having the Call of Duty could be released as a multiplayer game?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Literally, this is a gateway for everyone else's levels.
Just release a new toolkit.
Yep.
So that's what they've done, is they have actually apparently completely revamped the entire engine. Like, everything's new.
Is it?
Which is crazy. Yeah, it looks the same. No, it looks better. Yeah.
Really?
As someone who spent a long time with it, it does look better.
Someone who spent very little time, it looks the same.
It doesn't look worlds apart, though.
It does look
really sharp.
It never looked bad.
It didn't look bad.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Top looking game. Fucking awesome. Always a great looking game.
It's very tactile. So, the new one, I jumped in straight away and did all the tutorial stuff. The very first tutorial levels, the thing about the first one was there was a very loose story. And the story was basically certain things were getting stolen by this guy called the Collector. And you'd go and you'd get them, you'd free them, and that was it. Yep. And he was a big boss at the end. That was it.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers.
Oh, no.
So, whereas this one, there's this big giant thing called a negativitron that's fucking everything up.
Yeah.
And it's literally like spreading evil into the world, and it's just, you know, fucking all these previously nice things up.
Yeah.
And so the first thing you do, you play through this thing where you're actually joining an alliance of people who are going to go and try and help.
Yeah.
Then the second thing you do is free the sackbots. Which is another very new element of it. Yeah. Yes. Sackboy. Sackbot. Yeah. Sackbot lifts and separates. Cleavage.
Just a small amount of the tip. Just enough to see.
Just to say,
hey there, big boy.
Hey. So,
there's something for you.
They're like little robots, like little AI-controlled robots with something that they didn't really have.
These do sound cool, yeah.
We're fully programmable, and I'll get into that stuff a bit later, but...
Do they play Zelda?
They don't play Zelda, no. So, what you could do, they literally follow you and do certain things. They've got very basic AI, but they're like, it's sort of almost like a very simple... Not like a escort mission. You're just sort of helping them. Like, it's more puzzly, those kind of levels.
Yeah.
Then later on, you're getting some big spaceship, and you're like recruiting different main characters in this story. So there's actually, you can tell it's a very goofy story.
Yeah.
But it's a story nonetheless. So there's a lot of new mechanics, things like, you know, piloting things is one. So later on, you'll play levels that are like shoot 'em ups, shmups.
Yeah.
And you'll also play like racing games, like
so. These are within the main game, part
within
of the story.
Yep. Okay, and using the same world, except all of a sudden you're riding something, or you're like riding a bee that's shooting guys, like a side-scrolling shoot 'em up.
Is it easier than the first one?
No. It's probably, I think, harder earlier.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I'm like, why the fuck did you guys put lives in this again? Like, did you not learn your lesson? Like, I understand you want to make a challenging platformer, but Meat Boy is a challenging platformer.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's no fucking life level on that. And it's very strange. It flies against what they're like. I feel like the single player their levels are there to show you what's possible.
Yeah.
And you sort of go through it and go, hey, check it out. Look at these things that you can do. You can make this game or this game, or you could make this kind of level or this. And then they sort of go, they are far more generous with lives in this one. Like, they're double life things every single time. So there's 6 lives per checkpoint. So it's pretty easy to get through.
Yeah.
But occasionally there's certain things, like one of the shoot 'em up levels, there were certain trap points that got me killed in one thing and I had to sort of start it over again a couple of times. It was just, I don't find that fun.
Yeah.
I find the thing that the punishment is missing out on the stuff. You play the levels, those levels, to see what things are possible, and also to collect objects to then use and create.
Give you things to make things with, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And those things, to me, are crack. Like, I need them.
Yeah.
And like in the first one, there's also things that are locked off, content that's locked off to only play with 2 people. The good thing is it's very easy. Like, there's always people playing this. The least I've ever seen any level, main level of the game being played is around about the, you know, 50s through to about 100 per level. Because you can see how many people are playing on that particular level at any time. At night time, actually, no, in the morning I was playing it and there was in the hundreds.
Wow.
Every single level. And so it's very populated.
Yeah.
The problem is that the online's jacked up, like a couple times I was like, go, yep, you can join, but this is you know, the same as what happened with LittleBigPlanet 1 when it first launched. It was very dodgy to get into a game, and it got better and better. So you're waiting and then it goes, yep, this person's joining, yep, screen goes black, then it resets the camera back to the start, and you're like, then it goes back to you, and then it'll have the little off screen thing, like they're over there. I'm like, anyway, there's a couple times where people have been able to join my level where they can't actually do anything. Like, they're locked out of that level. Like, there's these little no one else can join points, but they can't actually do anything. Anyway, the collaborating the level thing I don't love, but I think that's the only way they can do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you don't have to party up. It's the best way. It's like the most interaction with other people I've had on the PS3. For sure. I don't feel like I'm playing by myself when you're playing LittleBigPlanet.
Which is what you don't. I mean, it's such a big...
That's rare for PlayStation.
...community-based game that you want, you want that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the levels, you'll also have, you know, like the shoot 'em up levels I don't like.
Yeah.
Which is a problem. there's also one level I played recently, which was basically you're on the back of this worm, like a caterpillar, and it's cruising upwards up the screen, like straight up. And that looks really cool, except that you have to play it at least twice to get all the stuff, which just annoyed me, like having to go back and play it twice. That was kind of annoying. Like, those parts, I'm like, I understand why they're here. I'm just not enjoying playing them.
Yeah.
The grappling hook, I hate. I think the grappling hook is flawed terribly because... So, you press up and down to shorten or lengthen.
Yeah.
And you press side to side to get a bit more swing. No, it's not swing, actually. It's to push yourself further in one direction. And he can sort of defy physics. Like, you might remember in the first one, you'd be able to hang off something and then, like, run. And he just goes... It just, like, he'll sort of, like, swing up into the air. Yeah. And he doesn't obey physics. He just gets higher and higher.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's a real problem with the grappling hook, because what you're trying to do is get a really nice swing going and get faster and faster. And if every time you press a direction, it actually obeys the physics and breaks physics, and you can run. Say, let's say if you've got a really nice speed going and you accidentally press the wrong direction, or you hold, even if you hold the right direction, you don't give yourself any more boost. You will hamper. I think that it's really clumsily implemented.
Yeah.
The other problem is you're using an analog stick, and if you go upwards at all, you know, you're shortening.
Yeah.
And look at the analog stick. If you are 1 degree up, it's shortening.
It's shortening.
If you're one degree down, you're lengthening. So it's really, I found it very frustrating. The first few levels as well are like, look what we did. Isn't it amazing? And there's some points in that where you're just like, I will fucking... This is so bad. Like,
wow.
The platforming parts, easy as pie.
Yeah.
Like, get through them really quick, but collecting everything, they're in these spots where you have to perfectly, you know, spin yourself to the point where you got heaps and heaps of speed.
Yeah.
I would have spent like 5 minutes on one trying to get everything. And because that create mode's important to me because I want to experiment with it, not being able to get everything is so frustrating.
Yeah. Do people make levels where you can just cheat, basically?
No, not that stuff. That stuff's all.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you can't just unlock everything. Yeah, no. You can actually... There's a lot of trophy levels in the first game.
Yeah.
That were just... They were always number one. It was like, get all the trophies. Mm. And it was like, times a million, they just shoot you into the level and it would just be a million prize bubbles and you get like everything straight away and go really fast. And they seem to have changed the way that the trophy system works in this. Okay. So it's actually for doing things now, which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the single player I haven't been thrilled with and I've been really agitated to this point of like swear, like Meat Boy, again, to go back to it again, I have to play for a fair while and die a lot to get frustrated because I feel like that jumping is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
It is some of the finest platforming jumping ever. If I jump, I know I'm going to land in the right place in Meat Boy. Yep. I know it.
Yeah.
Whereas, and if I miss, it's because I fucked it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Little Big Planet is absolutely opposite of that.
Mm.
It's like 90% of the time you feel cheated by the physics.
Yeah.
And that's why you died.
I remember that from the first one.
It is absolutely identical.
I think they've gone for the wrong feel of game for that. Like, it's, to me, the way it's promoted as a fairly family orientated game.
Yeah.
The cutesy look of the graphics and things that. Then you get into it and it's a fucking balls hard platformer.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's a hard platformer.
It's just loose.
They should have worked in better within that system. Like, given that it is, like, it's trying to be, it's a thing, jack of all trades, master of none, that game. And they should have made the levels around that instead of being, like, imagine a little kid trying to get all that shit.
It's loose because I guess it's, I mean, we know why it's loose is because it's that whole, you know, because you use the Sackboy builds, builds your levels and stuff like that. So that's why it needs to be like, you know, an open feeling game. But that feel shouldn't translate into the games themselves. Like you need that traditional feel, like a platformer feel where you jump.
There's no consistency. It's almost too analog. So what the problem with the jumping
too
is
much input.
You feel like in Mario, there's a couple different jumps. There's a long hold that'll do quite a high jump.
Yep.
There's a short, which is a smaller.
Yep.
And then there's a running jump that feels different again.
Yeah.
The running jump, you'll feel like you're... Same with Meat Boy. Meat Boy, a little more analog, but, you know, it's all about the length of the press. Whereas Little Big Planet, there's so much sponginess in between, you know, you could tap it for a millisecond and he will do a millimeter jump.
Yeah.
And that leads to mistakes, which leads, like, the amount of times that I've hit the edge of something and it's just, like, slipped me off the edge and you die... And the content is also locked via acing the levels, as in finishing levels
without dying.
Without dying.
Yeah. Okay.
It's usually costumes, so I'm not really that fast.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're like, you know, that stuff just kills you because you're like, I was doing really well and then you killed me. I didn't kill me. You killed me because you're too fucking slippery.
Yep.
You know, like, you'll hit it edge at too fast and you'll be like, whoop, like a piece of soap or some shit.
Yeah.
Drives you nuts.
Yep.
Okay, so that part of it, again, it feels the same as the first one, except, like, I hate to keep going negative, but the levels, to me, don't feel as good, like, looking as the first. Because... Yeah. The thing I mentioned before, like what I was trying to remember to say, was because it's the story is all about it being negative, everything is a bit fucked.
Yep.
And those beautiful story levels of the first one, which were like this Indian-themed, you know, magic guy.
Yep.
That's all. That's all it needed to be. There was no reason that it was, you know, it's not a negative guy fucking everything up.
Mm.
It was just because it's, you know, it's... beautiful.
Yeah.
Why? Whatever. You know, it's a storybook land. Why are you going through that? I don't know. Shut up.
Yeah.
Just run through here, collect the bubbles, and go to the next level.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. So, whereas this is like, it's got this story. It's got to be, well, it's dark. You've got to defeat these guys. And it just, to me, it was like, straight away, none of the levels so far I've looked at and gone, like, been blown away with how good they look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's been user created.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much the negative side of it. The good side of it is the tools that they have included, the improvements to the UI, and the overall thought that's gone into the other side of it, which is the community-driven side of it,
yep,
is exponentially better than the first one.
Yeah, right.
So,
awesome.
The tools went from being like, you know, a dude in his garage, like, banging something together to, okay, no, I bought you an electronics kit. You don't need to try and make your own capacitor.
Yeah.
I just, here is one.
Yep.
And so, instead of you, like, fucking around and trying to half-assed make something work, they've gone, no, we just made a tool for that now. Mm. So, there's, like, logic switches. There's, like, the wire system can split now. You can include on any object in the game a circuit board. A circuit board that you can add multiple logic things on. So, you can say, when this happens, I want the gravity of this object to change unless Sackboy is in the vicinity, then stay on fire and controllable. So it's
what?
Like, yeah, every single object in the game is completely, like, I made a square the other day. I was just like, I just want to see what this does. I'm like, all right, well, I want to make this controllable. So you walk up, you go, I want to make you, I'll put a movement thing on you, and it's just a block that says movement.
Yeah.
Yep. Drop it on there, and I don't want it to fall out of the sky, so I want to tweak the world of this object, its gravity. So I want to make it no gravity, and I want to make it movable. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, well, how do I move it? Oh, I make a controllinator. I put that on a block next to it, and you go click, and then you grab a wire and run it from the analog stick on the controllinator, which is like your controller, and then you run it to that object. Even to the point where you can add the six axis, like the tilting controls.
Wow.
You can use them. You can use the analog stick.
Jeez.
You can make it completely 360, like Geometry Wars style.
Bloody hell.
Every single button is mappable. It feels like it feels like Ultimark. Like the, you just run a wire to that, run a wire to that. So you could reverse them if you wanted to. You could have anything control, anything.
That
so,
just baffles me.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there like, oh, that's cool, except it's too floaty. It's just like it slides off like everything does because it's got this weight.
Hmm.
And then it goes, oh, yeah, just change the dampening. And you're like, oh. So you change it and like ramp it up a bit and go, oh, now it's stickier. It's like it stops. So
that's mental.
The complaint of the crappy platforming, you could literally make a platformer inside Little Planet, Big Planet, that was better than Little Big Planet.
The actual game.
No shit. Man. I was playing a Zelda recreation. It's fucking Zelda.
Yeah, that's just,
no shit.
I saw the video.
I was playing it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is unbelievable. It's
far out.
So that side of it, like, the tools are fantastic, and I've had a bit of a they've just sort of gone. And the first one was like, we don't want to freak people out. We want to make it really tactile.
Yeah.
I think they got to the point they realized, they went, the only people that really get into using these tools are the hardcore.
The hardcore people actually
so
want
it. Let's
all
just
those
give
tools.
Them. Let's just give them all those tools.
Yeah.
Here they are. Go nuts. And they're easy to understand. Like, I can understand how the logic switches work. And I can understand how they work. If you do, there's like 50-something tutorials.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And they're really, I did them all in one night, and I was like, awesome. No problem. And I understand how most things work. The logic is still a little bit, you know, like, it's still very hard to, like, implement it into something that actually works.
Yeah.
But so you're like, that's great. That's really fun. The absolute triumph of this game is sort of not necessarily the game part of itself. It's the website. The website is unfucking real. So
what, the actual website,
LBP, like within the game or
no,
the actual...
No, the website on the internet, lbp.me. So what you do is you go to it and everything that's accessible inside the game, you sign in with your PSN and you go, oh, there's that level that I thought, oh no, a blog linked to a level, add to queue. Cool. So now next time I turn it on, it goes, hey, you just added 6 levels to your queue. Do you want to go to them now? And you go, yes, I do. And you go straight to that amazing level, that Zelda level that you saw. It's linked. It's there. Wow. And then it's like, it's even coming up like fucking Facebook. Every single level's got its own page. And it's just sitting there going, this person rated this. Your friend, that guy, he just published this level. Did you want to add? And you go, oh yeah, we'll add that one to my queue. And it's just like super intuitive. Once you get to the game side of it, it's there. And you don't need to fuck around using that planet interface. Like, you know, in the first one, you went to the planet and you couldn't find anything. It doesn't exist. Wow. It doesn't exist. So now, even on the actual game, inside the game, you're in there and you're like, you still can navigate it that way, but it's a lot better because there's not just, you know, like popular levels, most played, most hearted. Doesn't work like that anymore. Now there's like media molecule picks. Yeah. There's most, like busiest, most hearted, trending topics. Yeah. There's like everything. Like I was playing this Street Fighter game and it was hilarious. Like, all of a sudden I'm playing it and this dude just jumps into it as well. And I was fighting against him. It's like Ryu and Ken and it's hilariously terrible.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was, I saw it on the internet and instantly added it.
Yeah.
And you're going, like I was just sitting there chatting to someone. I was just talking, to my mum, actually, at my house. She was over for a coffee, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, yeah, this level, flick that, yep, add that, yep, cool, no worries.
Bloody hell.
And it just goes. And, yeah, and then it's even got, like, levels that can be like, oh, well, persons that, a lot of people that played this one also play these levels, you want to check them out too? And you're like, yeah, okay, click, done.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cool.
So that changes it from being a bajillion levels that you'll never fucking see because all the ones at the top are the trophy levels. Now, it's just like, it's so easy to find everything you want.
My goodness.
You can literally buy this game and play it like fucking YouTube of platformers. Of
platformer games,
I don't even do that, I don't know.
Not even platformers. Like, now, it's just everything. Like, there's all these fun little competitive one-on-one, like, shooting games. And I played this one where you play, like, a blood cell and you're shooting viruses that are coming in. But it's supposed to be a four-on-four, like, challenge game. Just pick up and play everything. Goodness. That stuff. Now, you can even watch Machinima, the movies. There's just movie levels.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I watched the Spider-Man one. And it was awesome. It was, like, really well made. And then you go to that guy's planet and see all the different levels he's made. Amazing.
That's crazy. That's really good.
So
is there an ability to... So does it have to be just, like, one level, or can people group levels together as a pack?
That's the other thing they include in one of the new tools. It's called a level link.
Okay.
So you get to a point, it's like, okay, this is a level link. Do you want to go to their next level? And you go, yep.
Cool.
And they can also group them together. They can also lock individual levels, so you have to have played level number one to be able to play level number two.
Awesome. So, what I'm getting at is, like, can people do, say, episodes of things?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because that's what you want to do. Like, you're saying, like, people can fix Little Big Planet's problems. Like, do that. Like, do it, yeah.
Yeah, well, the fact that I played one last night that was, it was called a rhythm platformer, and though it was so hard I wanted to scream... It was, like, completely black and white with a lot of colours. The actual colours were pulsing to the music.
Yeah.
And so you had to listen to the music to know when to jump to the next thing or you'd die.
Ah, right.
And it was so well done. I played a level called Flowery, which was inspired by the PSN game Flower.
Yeah.
And that was fantastically done, like, really well put together. I also played a new phenomenon of levels that uses the sequencer, which was the last thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Which was a... you just go in there, it's like, hey, check it out, I made D-Rezzed by Daft Punk from the Tron movie in the sequencer. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And I even brought it up on my phone and, like, listened to it and showed Tash, and I'm like, that's the same song in here as it is on my phone. Recorded. What they've used is the sequencer. So in the last one, to make music, what you used to have to do was individual blocks, and when a sensor went past it, it would make a tone.
Yeah.
And so people would make a level where a car would drive along and it would play the song.
That's right.
So, like, Sweet Child of Mine would, like, blink, 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 blink. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah
there it is.
What you've done.
There it is. Yeah.
Well done. Whereas this, it's like, it's a sequencer. So it's as many notes as you can have, individual instruments.
Yeah.
And so you have, like, one sequence is just all your blocks. You place them in, like, if you've ever played one of those cube tone kind of things on the internet where you just tap where you want the thing to go, the little timeline pings along, and then that note plays.
Yeah.
It's like that. But then what you do is you stack that inside a microchip kind of thing that has a playhead that then cruises along and plays each individual instrument in a loop for that particular part. And you just pick it up and drag and drop it like it's a music sequencer.
Jesus Christ.
It's unreal. That's ridiculous. So it is literally gone from a game where you can cobble together interesting platforming levels and kind of original ideas to a game maker.
It's just, crazy.
Fucking believable.
It's crazy.
The one thing it does is completely makes the first one almost entirely redundant.
Mm.
It now makes that seem like a little add-on. Like, if you want all the stuff from the first one, I did notice I wasn't getting some content to start with, and I think that was all the stuff that I unlocked in the first one, because I've got, you know, it imports everything from your first game. From Little Big Planet 1.
Yeah. All the textures and the stickers and...
Yeah. All the DLC, everything.
Little character costumes. And, mm-hmm. How do they look?
Great.
In the new one.
Cool. Much more complex. I've got one that's like a disco floor, like as in pulsing different colored lights.
Yeah.
They're a lot more complex in this one, like movies inside the actual texture... see-through textures. Jam. Like, it's really funny. You unlocked a new material. Jam. Marmalade.
As in jam?
Jam, yeah. And it's, like, see-through and blobby. There's some amazing new particle effects.
Oh, nice.
Like, people don't just pop and disappear anymore. Mm. They can turn into, like goo that actually explodes with physics and stuff. And that, jeez. It's phenomenal. That side of it, I would say if you're just going to play that side of it and just check that out, because honestly, I play with this like a tinker toy and play with all the little bits and then sort of go, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I don't necessarily make anything, you know, I don't make a published level.
Yeah, yeah.
I just make stuff and see if it works and enjoy that. Like make horrible robots that can't walk.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, Mr. Teeth. I make
Mr. Teeth.
Or sushi that screams and runs away from you. That's pretty good.
That was pretty good, actually.
But even if you don't want to do that stuff, I think this game's really worth it. I think once it drops in price a little bit, it's so worth doing just to see the crazy shit. You know, just when it almost feels like I wish I could have it just installed. Yeah. As a program on my thing. Like, if this came as a digital, I'd probably get rid of my physical copy so I could just have that on there all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of those things you're like, I really want to see what that guy did. And now the fact that you can see it on the internet and go, oh, yeah, yeah, add to queue.
Yeah.
Rather than going, what was its name? I can't remember its name.
Try and type it into
the friggin'... It's useless.
Yeah, no, forget that.
Brilliant. Absolutely flipping brilliant.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's $100. It's a regular game.
I'm not paying that much for it.
No, I know. It's all right. You borrow mine, you have a look.
I love after all that.
Yeah. How much would that cost?
Is it $100? I'm not buying that game points. You said is amazing.
12,000 points. Happened
so much.
There's been a bit of stuff.
Yes.
A bit of stuff.
Shit has been announced. Games are getting release dates. Other things.
Are you ready for us to talk about it now?
Get ready, because it's happening very shortly. Now.
From now.
Yes. Hey, do you like portable video gaming?
Alright!
I got something for you. Well, not specifically you, either of you, because you're not that into it. Other people.
Now, hang on. I didn't say... Yeah, I did say that, actually.
Yeah.
But...
A little while ago, Nintendo announced their brand new console.
The Game & Watch.
The Game & Watch, which is portable.
Portable.
It features Cook and Dog.
Two screens.
Two screens. Double screens.
That octopus one.
Color. Well, it's a color plastic film that sits there. Octopus called Diver, I believe.
Is that right?
Oil Panic.
Oil Panic.
Others.
The Jungle Ones.
The one with the monkey in the barrels.
Donkey Kong.
The
Do you know how hard real Donkey Kong is?
Yeah, it fucking
Anyone
sucks.
Who can clear the first screen of Donkey Kong, my yeah. respect to you.
I get three quarters up and then
yeah,
I die finished, once and leave.
I was playing it the other night sorry, and sorry. Actually...
I got three quarters up and I was waiting for something. Like, we got three quarters up and then I just give up.
Yeah.
I would... Do you know what the second screen's like? What's the second screen of Donkey Kong?
Is it more of the same, but faster?
No, do you?
It's not. It's completely different. There's different enemies. It's a completely different layout.
That is bullshit.
Let's YouTube.
Go have a look.
I will have
it's
a look.
It's crazy. I got to the second level and I'm like, whoa!
I don't know what to do here.
I don't know.
Turns into a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's amazing.
Deep plot.
So anyway, the 3DS was announced a long time ago, but finally some actual info has dropped about what it's going to be
about
like.
About how much Nintendo's going to be gouging us for it.
Yeah. So one of the things they've announced is the price, which is going to be $350 Australian, which is the most expensive handheld I think they've ever released.
Yeah.
It's, what do you reckon? Have you heard any more of the details? Like, do you want to know a little bit more about it before you, pass your verdict?
I'm pretty up with what it's going to do and stuff, but
what
for
is
that price point, not for me. Like,
you don't have a DS though.
I know, but I'm really keen to check out the tech purely for the 3D side of it.
Yeah. Because it works. It really does.
If it was about, say, $200, I'd probably buy it and take it back or put it on eBay.
It's never going to be $200.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, for $350, no way.
$350 is a lot of money.
Like, it is. But, I mean, you think the PSP was $500 on launch?
Yeah. But that was kind of new and exciting for what it was. Yeah.
It was like home video gaming in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you realize that you didn't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, this was in the era of like your MP3 players and portable DVD players. And these things were new.
This thing
still
had motherfucking Wi-Fi.
Yep.
It was like when I got my N-Gage and it had Bluetooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's like, that phone is shit. And I said, I know, but it's got Bluetooth and I can send pictures to my phone. And they're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm.
Still have to look like a moron with this phone.
Yeah, this is a dumb phone.
Dumb phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think because it's the way it is now, like a portable game device needs to do more than just be like 3D, I guess.
Well,
like,
it does, Adam. It does. It's a far more powerful machine.
Yep.
Have you watched any of the videos of the very actually surprisingly good looking?
Yeah.
I've
actually
much higher resolution.
To be honest, of anything video related on this on the 3DS, I've completely ignored because I'm like,
yeah, you can't.
How are you
it.
Supposed to get that full effect of what it's trying to do? Like,
well, beyond it being 3D,
actually, all the only ones I've seen that are talking about is like, this thing's really cool. Well, if you were here, it's really good.
I love when they've got the big fat text at the bottom going 2D image representing 3D. No, 2D image representing 3D image of the 3DS or something like that. It actually has to say, look, this isn't 3D. We know.
It's weird.
I mean, I'm really keen to see that side of it. But the other thing I'm really keen for is like more heavy duty DS. Like, I think one of the things that fails a little bit is the front end's pretty clunky, and I think they got better and better as it went. Like, the DSi's front end's pretty good.
It's good,
The new things they're implementing is way overhauled UI. The Miis are now included in it. There's a Mii Creator where you actually point it at your face. And
it makes it from
it just
the
makes it
file.
Like,
oh, that's
it,
cool.
It reads the color and stuff. It can do augmented reality stuff really well because of the gyroscope and accelerometer and such. It can do it comes with these cards that you chuck on the table and they actually I've seen a video of a dragon popping out of the card that you throw and you actually have to attack.
Cool.
So it's a proof of concept.
On the phone as well. Yeah.
Sort of, but nothing that works.
Yeah, there's one called AR Defender and it's pretty cool. You like you print out this thing off their website.
Yep.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yep.
And it's a tower defense game, so little things come around.
Oh, you showed me that actually.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So that is true.
Yeah.
But the other stuff that I've seen on there that actually was maybe sort of interested was they're dramatically improving their online stuff. To the point where it actually sort of works now. Like, you, rather than everyone, every single game having a friend code, it now has a single code, not unlike your gamer tag, that's just a set of digits, like a phone number, basically.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. I hear people bitching about, it's just like, oh, but I still have to find out people's number. I'm like, yeah, but how do you get people's phone number and shit? Yeah. Like, is it really that big a deal?
Why didn't they just use a name system?
They're afraid that people will find them out. Like, Nintendo is terrified that child predators will find stuff out and and then rake them over the coals because they'll say, oh, you know, child predators used it, which, you know, to be honest, it's probably it's happened in the past with other stuff. It doesn't stop them, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... they've improved that. They've also included this interesting system called Spot Pass and Street Pass.
Yeah,
and that stuff where stuff can happen without you doing anything. Mm. Like in the old one, they used to have say Nintendogs. If two of them came into, you put it in sleep and you had to put it in a particular mode, and it was complicated. Whereas this is sort of like, as long as the game is there, it can actually happen in the background without you doing anything, which is really cool.
That's pretty cool,
And it's it also, you know, it sounds a little bit smoother. They're using real-world money now in the store as well, super creatively called the eShop, which is really funny.
eShop? It reminds, was this 1990?
I know. It's really funny. It reminds me of, like, when people, they just tack E on front of anything.
E-tax.
Look, yeah, it's E-tax because it's on the computer. You get it. It's an E-class. It's a webinar. That's my absolute favorite.
Webinar.
Because it's so cluggy. It's a seminar on the web. Oh,
that is horrible.
Webinar. Connect. It's pretty good.
Good
and people
Lord.
Use it without a hint of irony. And I sit there and titter.
Wow. How big's the hard drive in it? Like, how much space?
It comes with a 2 gig card.
Keep going up.
No, it's just a 2D SD card. A 2D micro SD.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you can expand to whatever you like. But it's not really a media device. It's
I mean, also for games. Downloading games. Like, that's... Oh, I sort of feel it would be handy. Like, we're used to... Phones, whatever, the 16 gig, 32 gig.
Yeah.
Space isn't an issue, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, memory is cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been a person to I don't like carrying around fucking discs and shit. It'd be great to be able to have it all on the system.
Maybe the other.
Nah.
Big bad.
Don't even let him finish.
Super duper amazing, brand new MVP. MGP, you know
AGV.
Me. What's it called? Next Generation Portable, which admittedly they are saying, oh, we've just gone with a code name to announce it. It's very strange that they were sort of like, is that what it's called? Are you waiting to see the public reaction to go, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard?
Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
It's pretty bad.
Mm. Yeah.
The whole thing with Sony is PS something.
Yeah.
It's always been PS something. Don't break that. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm sure that once everyone's gone, are you fucking kidding me? You can't name something NGP,
Next Generation Portable?
Yeah. It's horrible, but...
It's pretty dumb. And the thing is, what's the point of codenaming it when everyone knows it's a new PSP?
Pretty much.
It's a new PSP. There's no denying it.
So a very similar system, it looks like they're going to be using...
NPSP.
Which is twice the resolution... of the old one, old PSP. It was no slouch when it came to the screen. It was pretty good. It's twice the resolution of that. It's now, it takes its own new memory card thing. It's not, UMD is officially absolutely gone.
Thank God.
No more discs. So loading will be quicker because it's solid state memory.
Yep.
It's also got a little slot for solid state memory as well. So you can, you know, your SD card thing. The big thing that everyone...
Will it be SD cards or those Sony fucking...
I assume it's probably a memory stick or something. Yeah. I don't know. I can find that out.
Yeah.
The really interesting things they're doing with this is... It's like they went through a list of shit that people wanted and just ticked every fucking box. Because it's the same form factor. They didn't go with the slide up of the PSP Go. They went with the a traditional PSP side, you know, like it's like the traditional one. It's now got twin analog sticks, which changes the game entirely. Like yeah, that was the thing that was holding. And yep. these stand-up sticks, like they're not the flat sticks like they were in the last one. Nice. They're nubbins. Actually real analog sticks. It's also got, so your shoulder buttons at the top, I believe there's still only two at the top, not yeah. like the four.
Four, yeah.
The really innovative thing is that the main screen is a touch screen now, like capacitive. Mm. So it's a touch with your finger touch screen.
Yep.
As well as having a touch sensitive panel on the back.
See, that bit got me. That was really interesting.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's it is very, very interesting because no one's ever done it before. Now I've seen some really interesting concept phones and stuff that use the side of the phone as buttons and, yep. and volume control and things like that. And that's always been really cool. So now putting a touchpad on the back allows for a sort of a different way to control things. And yeah. I mean, there's nothing, it's not like I don't think it's useless or dumb or anything like that. I just think it's like so much shit packed into one. It's also got a 3G chip in it.
3G,
yeah.
So it can access that. It can also use GPS. It's got this system called Near where you can just go, I want to see everyone that's playing, what they're playing around me. And they just pops up like a friends list kind of thing, but of everyone in your vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also tracks where you've been. So it'll say, oh, we walked here. It's actually got like a map overlay.
Okay, yeah,
show. So it can also use, it's got a camera on the front and back as well. So it's just like everything ever.
It's crazy.
They showed video of a Dynasty Warriors and as well as Metal Gear Solid 4 models running on it and looked astounding. Like it looks really nice. Yeah.
Apparently it's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. PS3 powerful, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah.
That's always, I mean, you're looking at a lower quality screen to start with.
Yeah.
It's much smaller.
Yeah.
But it is
very
powerful.
Did it give a resolution?
Well, no. Oh, it might.
So not like 720 or anything like
no,
that?
No, it's not a standard one. It's a very, very specific.
Like the PSP one.
But I mean, you think about it on the back of including interesting things like a rhythm game kind of stuff, like tapping onto the back or something like that. Because, I mean, what's one of the things that people always complain about? Obscuring the screen with your finger on touch.
Yeah, exactly.
And how quickly will like you be able to work out where what things... Like, imagine, hold up your phone and imagine following your finger around with a little something on the screen is going to work.
Yeah.
So that to me, I think, is probably the most interesting thing about it. I don't know, like, the other stuff that I've seen about it, a home video game quality thing, to me personally, I have little to no interest playing console-style games.
It's still Sony as well. Yeah. That just puts me off.
Yeah.
It's what?
So being Sony just puts me off because we know what to expect from Sony as far as like what games are going to come out, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't have that attraction of like, you know, a Nintendo, you know you're going to get the classics on it.
Yeah.
Xbox, you know you're going to get a lot of different stuff, a lot of popular stuff. But
the games that they have announced, though, I mean, they're not little. They're big, like Uncharted for one.
Do you own that on your PlayStation?
I've done it twice.
You played it.
The thing is, though, being the kind of game that Uncharted is, yes, this is going to contradict what I was going to say. I was going to say, being the kind of game that it is, they're short games.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's like, okay, that's going to work on a small on platform because, you know, you play them in little bursts.
Yeah.
But also, the next thing with Uncharted is they're blockbuster games. They're huge games. They're games that need to be played on a big TV with a big sound system.
There you go. This
is the ultimate teen boy machine.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is absolutely squarely aimed at that market.
The younger market, yeah.
Because...
Yeah, we're not the portable game market.
No. Like, no. But, yeah, like, the way that we, portable gaming is it to be quick and it to be relatively simple. Like, I really like Picross 3D on the DS.
Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolute great game, but I don't play it for any more than like 10 minutes a stretch.
Yeah.
Whereas a kid who's not, you know, is like, he's always arguing, he always wants to play the PlayStation, but his parents are watching TV.
Yeah.
so he can't have the TV.
You know, also he catches the bus a lot more, spent a lot more downtime
Japanese,
that.
So he can actually you know, displaying people around him playing Monster Hunter actually means something to him, whereas to us it'd be like this enormous empty map of no one. It's the same thing with the Spot Pass. The idea of with the 3DS, so the idea is like, you've got Street Fighter, he's got Street Fighter. Guess what? Your characters just fought, and because of your stats, you won. Way to go. Mm. It's like, cool, that's great. And you get a little achievement or whatever next time you turn it on. What's that got, you know, like, relevance to us?
Yeah.
It'd be more like you'd turn it on and go, oh my God, I actually found someone. Where were they? Yeah. I would have liked to talk to them. It'd be like this 8-year old. He'd be like,
fuck off, leave me alone.
You weird old man.
I'll kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, Mum warned me about you.
You specifically.
You asked my friends in front. You asked my friend code.
You tell my dad you touched me.
But it's absolutely not aimed at at us. We've got to remember that. So the DS.
I'm trying to be excited about either of them.
See the 3DS.
I'm excited about the 3DS.
I'm excited about 3DS because it's legitimately new. I've played a touchscreen game. Mm. I've played a PlayStation 3. I've got one of them. Mm. I don't care about playing that portably. I'm not, like, I feel like this is aimed at the same people that watch videos on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, rip an entire movie to your iPhone. Yeah. You probably like the PS NGP. You probably like that because you can do a lot of shit with it. Whereas, you know, if you don't play them for the same reason, it's just... Mm. It's not for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I know that Nintendo is going to offer me those kind of gaming experiences as well. I know Animal Crossing is going to come out of it. Mm. I know that it's going to have the Mario RPG. Mm. And I know it does something that no other system in the world does, which is 3D.
Yeah.
Whether it's great, whether it gives me a headache, whatever, I just want to see it. And I want to be excited for the 3DS, but that lineup is, man, so dull.
Yeah.
Did you guys...
No,
it's pretty average.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those lists where you just go, well, look, there's a bunch of crap.
But there's one or two good ones.
But there is actually a really good sort of thing. It's not really like that. There's no Mario. There's no Mario Kart. There's like... Pilot Wings.
Is there Star Wing coming out or?
There is. Yeah. Hang on. Talk amongst yourself.
See, I think what I want out of a Nintendo
console is
pretty much what I can get out of one now.
Yeah.
But I don't want one. It's so dumb. Yeah, like I want with a DS or with a Nintendo handheld, I want those quick. Games, those quick in retro, snap them up real quick, just go, yep, I'll have my fix, and then put them down again. I know I can get that with the current run because I can just go and download a lot of those games in their app store, in their Nintendo store.
But it's such a fuck.
It is.
It's one of the worst implementations of an online store I've ever had to deal with.
Yep.
Because it's like, unless it's up front, the first thing you ever see, it is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, the other problem is, it's tied to that console.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, yeah, I remember saying that. Yeah.
What the
fuck? It's not an account.
Apparently it's not an account based. Which is just fucking bizarre.
It is. I remember when I got rid of my DS, the person who bought my DS...
Got all your games.
Got all my games, I guess, if they kept my account.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
That's shit.
You know, if you sold your iPhone tomorrow... to buy an iPhone 5, you'd be able to jump on there and download all your apps again. Like, that's your account. That's attached to your account. It's not the same for Nintendo.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Wait, what? Don't you unlock it and then it's...
What's that?
Your factory reset it?
Well, your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's tied to your iTunes account.
Vagued out there. Yeah, all right, finally got it. Pilot Wings Resort. So that's, you remember Pilot Wings?
Yeah.
No one, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's odd.
They put in into Wii Sports Resort, sort of had a little bit of Pilot Wingsy kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
And Yeah, righto.
Whatever.
Nintendogs plus cats.
That's fine, because that was a big... Not for me, that was a big Nintendo DS...
I reckon I played
one of
the
two.
Only game on it.
Just to check it out, because it was such a new, crazy thing for a game. So I can see that.
The DS launched that?
What's that?
Do you remember how much the DS launched that? $2.99,
was it?
What, the game?
Yeah, do you remember how much... No, the DS launched that. Do you remember how much it was?
It was high two.
The console. Was it upper two?
Is that all?
No, right? Was it really? I remember $279 for some reason. Mm-hmm. Was that
the original
pack?
DS, not the DSi? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I was about the DSi.
DSi was over. DSi was like $230.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Was it really
$199?
Yep. That's weird. Why don't
With inflation,
know?
That works out about right.
Steel Diver.
Hey?
Wait, which is a game about submarines, and you, like, move the periscope around with the physical...
No. Bad Nintendo.
Yeah, so you actually have to get up and move around. No.
No.
Dead or Alive 3D version.
No, mate.
I haven't liked a Dead or Alive game for a very long time.
I mean, that'll appeal to some people, I guess. Yeah.
People who like to wanker over bouncy boots.
You know who that'll appeal to? People who like fighting games that like playing them on a stick. No, I was going to give a fuck playing that on a handheld console.
Yeah,
except for the 3D boobs. That's probably about it.
I'll tell
you
what, Dead or Alive was always more a console kind of game, like more less stick based. It was more like very directional, kind of like Tekken. Like, I feel like Tekken you can very easily play with a pad rather than a.
Well, so maybe it'll work.
Pro Evo Soccer 2011 3D, Madden NFL, Super Street Fighter 4 3D, which apparently looks badass.
Really?
I've seen the video, it looks awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
And it's got all the super combos as big buttons down the bottom.
Oh, cool.
Ah, right.
And so rather than you struggling to enter, I don't know, it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
Asphalt 3D.
Oh, what? That was originally a DS game.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Combat of Giants, Dinosaur 3D, Ridge Racer 3D, Resident Evil The Mercenaries, and Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars. That's it. That's what it's launching
There's a couple of games there that sound interesting. But
which ones?
I mean, not even interesting. That just sounds like they fit.
Street Fighter
and Asphalt. Asphalt, whatever you want to call it.
Really?
But that was a decent racing game.
But still, like
arcade racer.
I feel like
and Ridge Racer.
Ridge
and they're 3D. Those games suit the 3D platform.
But Ridge Racer is like one of those franchises that comes in at the beginning because it won't make a fucking dent at any other time because no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, that's
they pop in at the start. They're like, "Hey, Ridge Racer, remember us?"
Yeah,
and they go, "Yeah, you'll do. I'll buy you Ridge Racer." And it's like, yes.
"Trust me, I'm not defending it at all."
Once you play Burnout, you won't want to play this bullshit again.
You're right. No, I'm definitely not backing it. But I can see there's a handful there that if I was to buy one, I'd be like, "Oh, well, I'd probably buy you."
There's
you
a bit
and
of
you.
Good stuff coming. Like that Kid Icarus is supposed to be awesome. Starwing is going to be really good.
Starwing, I'd like to check that out. Yeah. Just for pure the fact that not even nostalgic if it's new. But
is it
just
called Starwing?
Star Fox.
It's Star Fox as a character.
Mm. But I think
it was Starwing.
I never played.
I know we had this conversation earlier.
We have,
but
they have.
Yeah, that nothing there to make me jump up and down and go, ooh.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like I've literally bought 4 DSs.
Wow.
Yeah.
4 DSs. It's stupid. And one or two had a hard... One had a hardware fault.
Hmm.
One was old.
Yeah, I think my first one...
DS Fats.
I had the big one. Yeah, the fat one. Then I upgraded to a light. Hey?
You had a silver one.
I had a silver one when they first came out.
Yeah.
And then I got one of the lights because they were cool.
Yeah.
And then I bought a different sort of light. Because my light was dying.
Yes, I had a
white
light.
And then I bought a black light.
And I bought a
black light. And then sold black light.
Bought a DSi. I've still got my DSi.
4!
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was the best out of them all.
So, I mean, I really want to be excited for it, but I seriously, unless it has more by the time it comes out here, which it almost definitely won't, which is in March, late March, I'm not feeling it. Like I'm honestly sort of like, you know what? I might iPad this one and like leave it for as long as I can, and then once the second iteration, the 3DS Lite, inevitably comes out.
Mm.
Because there's no way they're going to go, look, we've done it for every other thing, every other console, handheld ever.
And they're always better.
Yeah.
Here they are.
Except for the Maxi DS, which was dumb.
Which one's that? Oh, the XL. Giant one. It's meant to be really good. Like, it's meant to be...
If you like pixels that are stretched out and look shit, have you actually seen one running?
Yeah, I didn't think they were that
fuzzy
bad.
As fuck. Someone
put it in a review. They said if you don't have an XL, get an XL. But if you've already got an I, don't bother.
Sorry about
basically.
It.
Is there, and also if you've got eye problems.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. I guess it's.
Is the eStore going to be linked in? Is it the same as the Wii Virtual Console, like same sort of games, or is it a separate thing?
It'll be its own separate thing.
Okay. Because that'd be cool if they had a lot of the Virtual Console stuff on there, given that it is...
They're going to have...
the Wii is anyway, yeah?
I don't know. They're going to have the Game Boy and Game Boy Color stuff is going to be on there as, like, that's...
That sort of stuff you could get behind, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know.
I've got Game Boys.
Yeah.
I've got 3 Game Boys now. Awesome. I've got a 4th one on the way.
Did you get that cool one yet?
No. Japan.
On the way.
Long drive.
Yeah.
I like this sound of this one. Jewel Pen Sport.
That makes me feel yuck.
Do you know what's funny as well? It's like I really like their wording of this is like the launch window thing as well is really funny.
Mm.
The launch window. They're like they're all these amazing games in the launch window. Do you know how long the launch window is?
6 months.
6 months. Oh, no, it's like 3 months.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm like, that's not a window.
No, that's
a hallway.
That's a big giant hole in the side of the house.
Quarter of the year, homeboy.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got Legend of Zelda coming out, Ocarina, like a remake of Ocarina at the time, Kid Icarus, cool. Star Fox 64, Paper Mario, Mario Kart, Animal Crossing in development, but they're not, they're definitely not coming out.
Yeah.
The prices also looks like they're going to be up around the $70, $80 mark here.
Mm.
All right, I would peg it at $80. I don't think it'll come out at $70, $80. Because the 70 is a roof at the moment, generally, for DS.
Yep.
And I think it's going to go, mole.
Mm.
I know. I want to care.
Yeah, I'm
making it tricky.
Yeah. I always do this. I did this for DS. I did this for the DSi.
Yeah.
Until I saw it, iPad, like all these portable things.
I'll be shocking. Yeah, I'll be giving Tash my card that day. I'll go and see it, and I'll be like,
yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I'm terrible with that kind of Nintendo tech. I really do love like as I said, I've got 4 Game Boys. I love Nintendo portables. I love the form factor.
Yep.
And I was actually as ridiculous as it sounds. I kind of wanted a DS Lite again. And
they were cool. They're a great little console.
Yeah.
Really good console.
I think lime green ones from Japan.
Ooh. That'd be cool, actually.
Yeah, really cool.
I sort of think the money would be better spent on the upgraded version of the iPad when it comes out, actually.
Yeah.
Depending on what they do. So that's a bit of another bit of news that's been swirling around.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Isn't it funny that the rumor mill is from... Not the production of the pad itself, but the cases.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of tinfoil hat theories on that, too.
Mm.
Is that what's a really good way for a case manufacturer to get a stack of clicks?
Yeah, yeah. Just to make a pretend iPad case. Yeah, fucking A.
And all of a sudden, you whip up all these friends and you go, oh, fucking these guys are making a case. What's their name? I'll see if they, you know, just to try and find. Yep. And all of a sudden, their name gets out
good
there.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah. But it's... It's all kind of
everything's tying in.
It's about time for a new one. So,
oh, it's definitely. Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Steve's a bit sick at the moment. He's actually gone off on sick leave.
Yeah.
No return date.
Handed the reins over.
So let's hope he gets better because that's, you know.
It's sad.
Shit.
Yeah. He never looks too well, the poor bugger.
No, he had a liver transplant.
Mm.
So, one of the other things that happened in the land of apples is the App Store got launched for the Mac.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got a Mac will give a fuck about that. It's basically, imagine Steam for applications.
Yeah.
Now, this
imagine Steam for games.
Yeah. It's a direct competitor to Steam.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like
Except it's everything else as well. So, you download every single different aspect of your Mac.
Like apps and things like that.
iLife, any Word, things like that. They're all on there.
Aperture. I think there's a couple other like office-y kind of ones.
It's a centralized place for getting stuff. Now, I've heard reports of this like like making sales of particular things that did fine.
Hmm.
Other than that, like absolutely fly through the roof.
Yeah,
like Evernote specifically, I've heard. Hmm. Just their download. That's just like, oh well, we won't develop very much for the Mac because everyone likes it on the iPhone. But the reason they like it on the iPhone is because they can find it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's because the store. Well, actually
where do you
makes
go
it.
To buy Macs? I don't think I've ever seen Mac stuff for sale anywhere.
It's the same way as you. Oh yeah, like very limited stuff in stores and stuff. But generally, you go on the internet and you find it. Like you find a lot of stuff just from like download and pay kind of places. Like I've bought a couple just from people's websites that you just PayPal and shit like that. Whereas this, it's a centralized place where you can just find stuff. You can find reviews on it. You can find videos, links to websites. It's great.
It is really good. Yeah. I've not really done surprising. It anywhere near as much
if Windows
browsing
doesn't
as I could.
Copy this in like really soon, I'll be really surprised.
Mm.
And people freaking out about it going, oh, it's the end of, you know, this is really bad because it's turning one into the other, like you're turning into an iPad. It's not. It's just a really nice centralized way to actually find stuff and keep stuff updated really well.
Makes it easy.
Why is that such a bad thing anyway?
Yeah, no, that's right.
I mean, everyone loves Steam. You know, it's a great way to find stuff. The only thing that's missing is installed apps of friends. You know, like, that'd be kind of cool too.
Like a friends list of some sort. And it would work.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
And it even, like, it can sort of find stuff that was on, you know, stuff you've already got installed. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I've not done anywhere near as much browsing on this. I didn't even realize until today it had games.
Yeah.
And then also,
and I'm not talking
like,
about, like, you know, like flight control. I'm talking about, like, Borderlands, Call of Duty, and shit like that.
Yeah.
Trine.
Yeah. It's also cool, you know, you get rid of your Mac, get a new one, just download all your account apps. Like, that's awesome.
Although the transfer of a Mac to a Mac is ridiculously easy.
Yeah, it's stupid how easy.
You do a backup of the entire system and then you put it into the new machine and you go and it turns into your new machine.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Like literally from like it's like looking at a freaking like you're looking at your current desktop and all that sort of stuff, everything that's on there and you're
to
like,
the point
yep,
it
right.
kind of sucks a little bit of the fun out of it.
Because it's the same. You're like it's like, oh, I spent thousands of dollars on my new Mac and it looks the same.
It just runs a whole stack better all of a sudden.
Yeah.
My computer's getting to the stage where it's like I want to get a new one or it needs a format. Like, it's running like balls.
Yeah, Windows.
So, yeah.
It's that old chestnut. But I'm getting to the point now where I'm like, I've had this for a while. I want a new one. But they haven't released a new... it runs new fine. Iteration. It's just the only thing I'm finding is I've crushed the battery to death because of overuse.
Yeah.
That legendary 9-hour battery, which was amazing to start with, is nowhere near that. And it gets really... Oh, no way. It's
really?
Dead.
Wow.
Oh, dude. I charge my... Like, I use my Mac a lot. My laptop a lot. I'd probably charge it a few times a day.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I kill it. Yeah. I use that thing a lot. It's never not on.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of the things about the iPad 2 as well is it's almost definitely like some of the rumors have damn near been confirmed. Is like some of the screenshots have been picked apart that have been inside the developer's kit, which were tiny little icons. It was a really small screenshot of a screen of like the home screen where you could clearly see FaceTime and photo booth.
Yeah.
Both things that require a front facing camera.
Yep.
So that's that. All but confirms it.
Yeah.
So,
but that was always that was never a thing that was like, oh, I don't know about that. It's a bit too far fetched. It was always going to be, with the whole integration of the front facing camera on the 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you know, FaceTime being a thing that Apple's trying to make
a thing. And boy, did I not give a fuck about FaceTime. I'm like, this is really fun to pretend I'm Sir Chicken Digby Caesar.
Yeah.
You know, that's really funny with Omo. And now I've got a kid, and I'm like, oh my God, I want that.
Yeah.
I really badly want to be stuck at work and go, all right, I'll just quickly like call Tash and be able to see my kid. I'm like, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
You don't want to see each other. Like, I'm talking to Tash. She's like, I don't give a fuck what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
You should have shaved.
I'll see you in
that. You know? Whereas I care what my kid's doing. So,
yeah, anyway. Exactly. That's right.
And there's also, I think there was another one on there, but anyway, it's a thing.
I think the front facing camera for that specific fact yeah, I don't know if it's something that's going to make me flip and sell my current iPad and get one. It's if they bring out this Retina display for the iPad. If they do it,
it's not going to happen. It's not going to be Retina, but it's supposed like from what again that where they picked rumors, apart the other one is like they found icons and stuff in there that were for a much higher display,
but not like what would need to be a Retina.
Yeah, it's not a Retina, but it's
Retina
like,
would have to be enormous, and the actual like guts and grunt that it would need to run something that big. Is very unlikely without a huge price jump.
Well, it's meant to run on the same processor as what the PVG P
N G PCD NGV
NGV.
You know me.
What you talking about the
NGP?
Yeah,
PSP two
processor. Yeah,
PSP two. Fuck it. PSP two. Shut up.
Shut the
Sony.
Fuck up, Sony. It's supposed to be the same processor as that. Yeah.
Crazy. Which, let's hope that we get some news soon.
If that's
I hope
fine,
it looks like the iPhone 4.
I'd be sick if it looked like the iPhone 4. I think that'd be great.
Lick it.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have a glass back.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
No, it won't. I don't even reckon they're going to keep the glass back when they redo this one. I bet the white one doesn't have a glass back.
Yeah, I reckon.
Shit.
I think a metal back would be cool.
I think it'll be a metal back.
Yeah, same as the iPad.
Do you know what sold? Yeah, do you know what sold the iPad to Tash indefinitely?
That it's
playing
cool.
Solitaire. Free Povo Solitaire on my mum's iPad.
Yeah, I've got that.
And she's just like, Tash is like, oh my God, this is so good.
You know what you should do? Show her some of the cool shit that's on there.
No, that is cool to her.
Yeah.
I bought her awesome Solitaire on her phone, and she's like, this is awesome. And I was like, how many games have you won? And I had a look at her statistics, and it said, like, 9 or 10 games won. And I have none, because we play 3-card, like the hard version.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, geez, you've won a lot. And I had a look, she's played 136 games. She had it for 3 fucking days.
What?
Do you know how many games I'd played since I had it, and I had it for like a month? 13! What the fuck? That's what happens when you're up at all hours of night with a little kid, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Telltale is planning a Walking Dead game, maybe?
Possibly.
So they teased like they all but said it. They basically said, hey, look, we're developing a thing for a comic book, pretty big comic book franchise that just recently came onto the TV.
Oh, God.
And apparently there's one other one that is actually pretty close to it as well, but come on.
Yeah.
And I was straight away, I was like, no, I want my open world Walking Dead. Walking Dead game, but the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, but that doesn't really fit the world either. Like, I can see an adventure game being fucking awesome because it's more about story, it's more about the people going and talking to people. It could show the downtime that they have to sort of suffer through as well. It's not necessarily all about killing zombies, which Walking Dead is definitely not about. It's not just about murdering, Dead Rising style zombies. So, it actually kind of fits. And that's kind of awesome. Take it.
Did you finish watching that series yet?
Which? Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, the end can suck on my balls.
Fucking A.
Do you know what
it
I went
can suck
did?
On my balls.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I did? Yeah. Like, I went and read the comic book and go, this is fucking awesome. Fuck you.
Yeah.
In front of it while I was playing.
They better improve that series 2 because otherwise they get fucking suck
which,
it.
Which brings me to my point about the game. It's like, it could go either way. It could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they're sticking to the script anymore. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
they are, but this is a different dudes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
TV needs to own it. They need to make it their own.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And they have a different idea of what has to be there. Mm. Obviously, that means a kooky, weird, explain it to the point of complete obviousness what it's about. Walking Dead's always been about intrigue. Don't know what's going on. That's one of the reasons I'm intrigued about what's happening. It's like, oh, this is what's happening. It's a big fucking virus. Yeah. Oh, thanks.
And then, by the way, let's whisper something in his ear like it's Lost or some bullshit.
Yep, yep, total.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I know, that was such a massive disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, when he did it, I was like, okay, what's going on? I don't know, we're going off topic here, but when he did that, I was like, okay. That's, I'm interested to find out what's going on there.
Yeah.
But you know, and then, you know, the big fucking orgasm, fucking jism ending.
Kablam!
Yeah,
like, fuck off. No, I didn't need
that. I know. Oh, what? Why? Yeah. Especially, yeah. I know, there's, obviously they think that's what it needed, and no. I'm baffled.
Motherfucker's wrong. That's what that is.
Yeah, totally.
Mother brought him up wrong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've heard other people who loved it, and I just...
those people are wrong.
Yeah, that's fine, but this is not that anymore. No. This is his own thing, and if it can get better, then great.
Yeah.
If it continues down that path, I'm done. I will stop watching it happily. And I will continue to read the comic book, which is, again, my favorite comic book of all time.
Yep.
Not that I'm biased or anything. Hey,
well,
are you going to buy Portal 2?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to buy that game.
What console are you going to buy it on?
I'm buying it on the PSP 2 GBD.
GBD?
Yes, you know, miss. Grievous. Me?
Grievous bodily
GBH.
Bits.
GBH. Good.
Grievous bodily harm.
Grievous BG. What?
Why don't you buy it on the PlayStation 3?
I don't know about that, Nathan. Like earlier said before, earlier, I have not got controller for that for 6 months.
Fuck you. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're
too late.
What I'm doing? Oh, shit. This is really see-through. Okay.
What's a Portal 2?
So wow. what happens is if you buy it on the PS3, you get it for free on the PC and Mac. And you can also play it with the PC and Mac from the PS3. I know. Do you know what I want to do? Just to smack Valve for being
naughty.
Naughty.
Yeah.
For being like, you're being naughty, Val.
You're being naughty.
You clearly got driven a dump truck of money. Like, I've never seen such a flip-flop.
To do it.
Gabe Newell came out and said he thought the PS3 was really bad to develop for. Yeah. And he goes, I'm not against it or anything, it's just really bad. And he had a go at them because he said that how bad the Orange Box came out.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden he's like, I love the PS3. Yeah. It's a rad system of radness.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, come on. Like, you could, like, literally see, like, Kutaragi or something blowing him.
Yeah, like, oh, oh, oh.
Why am I doing this?
Shoving a hot dog in his ass.
It's a
hot dog.
It was just such a bizarre flip.
It is weird.
Driven
is
by
weird.
Pure cash money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I really want to go, hey, oh, my local games retailer, I've got a 7-day return policy. Purchase, please. Thank you. Go home. Oh, there's my key. Download to Steam. Earn and back out. There you go, sir. My money
this
back.
This game
thank
was
you.
Not for me.
Ah, good. Free on my Mac. Yeah. And I'm going to play it because you were naughty, Valve.
You are very naughty.
Bad Valve.
And they're like, we got our money. Shut up.
Yeah. You just got to rebuy it on Xbox.
I don't know. I still want it on my Xbox.
I'm gonna. For fucking co-op section, it'd be awesome.
I still want it on my Xbox, I think.
Won't there be, aren't there people that you know with a PC?
I don't want to play a game on PC.
I don't, yeah.
I don't want to do
that. I just don't play on my PC.
Right. This involves square blocks. I don't want to play my
PC. As much as I want to.
God, how much do you play
as much
Minecraft,
as I want to.
You nerd.
I don't really anymore.
Bullshit.
Not much anymore.
I don't know. I just.
Yeah, I want it on
my
Xbox.
My couch.
I want it on my telly.
I like my couch. I like my telly.
Why not on the PS3 though? Why? It's the same fucking game.
Because I don't like.
I have
controller.
Not had my controller for 6 months.
Fuck. You guys are shit, guys.
I had a principle. I don't like playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
What principle?
He's the hater of the year, and it's only January.
Oh no.
You're principal of a dick school.
Hey?
For
what?
Dicks.
Hey? What? What?
Like penises?
No. Oh, you're all shit, guys.
No.
You got penises a lot tonight.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
got
saying
going on there?
For dicks, as in you're a dick.
He's looking at you like you're a dick.
Yeah.
Little like mouth on the top
of
your head.
No, it's like.
That's strange.
You're the one talking about dicks and shit.
Anyway. News. I wasn't as ass.
Pull out now.
Yeah.
We're done.
That's it.
Quick.
Screeching halt noise.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
I think it was a good tour.
It was a good talk.
It was good. It's nice to back.
I feel like it's been a while. Like about a month.
What has it been? About a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one understands that reference.
No, except for Simon, who's
Simon.
Listening.
Hey, Simon.
How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah.
You greasy surf bastard.
Are you the one they call the double milks?
If you can, look up to a Maui homicide 2000. If you can find that, illicitly or otherwise, because you won't actually probably be finding real. Fun Loving Criminals is a story for
it's,
you.
It's a part of a DVD, called Love Your Back.
Love Your Back. And it is...
It's not even the main focus of the DVD. It's just a part of it.
Yeah, so they made a DVD basically for no money and then had budget left over. So they went to Maui afterwards and then made a very stupid movie called Maui Homicide 2 Milli. And it's one of the finest pieces of ridiculous cinema you'll ever see. By underwater photography by My Balls Productions.
My Balls Productions.
So good.
It's not even shot with a real camera. It's shot with like a home camera, like a regular camera.
There's cocaine use.
Yep.
Is the worst shooting.
Slow-mo. Not real slow-mo. It's the dudes moving slow.
The Death Star explosion when a boat explodes.
That's right.
There is a shootout on golf carts. It is phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
Track that down.
It's good. Even it's gonna be on YouTube, surely.
Surely.
The whole thing. It doesn't go for that long. We played a drinking game once that you had to drink every single time they dinged their bottles together.
Of beer together. Yeah, there's not a scene where they're not drinking.
You can't make a movie without it.
There's not a scene where they're not drinking a beer.
Yeah, they're always drinking a beer.
They
always ding it together. And we were. And we had a whole bunch of other rules, and we got incredibly intoxicated in about 20 minutes and then felt really sick and stopped. The end!
Sounds like a good night.
I'm going to bed.
I feel sick.
Don't feel well. I've actually got to work tomorrow.
Go home.
Get out. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening to the Rant Theory Podcast 2011, number 42. Woo! What do we got next time? We're going to talk about Elo Milo. We're going to talk about
Milo. Dead Space 2.
The same game, basically.
Elo Milo and Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think of Dead Space 2 so far?
Amazing. Better than Dead Space 1.
That's what I wanted. Thank you, Adam.
That's okay. Bye.
Thank you, Omo.
No, I don't want to...
Also, goodbye. Chris,
that last thank you to me is now less important.
You're the audio man. You can cut it out.
Oh, I can
Speaking
too.
Of cut it out, listen to after the song. There'll be a little extra nugget there for you at the end.
Ooh.
Check that out. It's pretty funny.
We're going to try and do that every time now.
Convo.
Nugget.
Yeah. Little insight into our stupid minds.
Oh. Bye.
We are done.
Rant Theory.
Signing out.
Subscribe to us on internet. Theory at podcast.
Find us on internet.org. .geocities.
Twitter at Rant Theory.
Twitter. Yeah.
That's at Rant Theory.
At Rant Theory. At Rant
Theory. Rant
Theory. Oh, it is at Rant Theory.
@RantTheory.
At us.
RantTheory@gmail.com.
Mention us.
RantTheory.blogspot.com. Because I can't be bothered setting up the real .com. .com.
Ah, yes, another year of stupidness ahead.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Warning, the following podcast has been renamed by Sony to VGP.
Do you want to... Sorry, because it's like, you're like, warning.
Like, that's where all my power comes from.
And your dick's like this.
All right,
just put it. Yeah, put it. To
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't got a lot of power in my dick jaws.
Dick jaws,
jowls,
dick jaws,
dick jaws.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, like the little. I don't know what that is. I don't have the. You gotta work them out. Like that eventually.
I don't want to work that out. I don't want to do that.
I'm happy with my own mental image. My cock.
I can't close my eyes. No, I'll see it. I'll see it again.
Warning. Dick jaws.
Dick jaws. Oh, that's good stuff.
All right. Classy as fuck.